The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, Josh, she didn't earn the nickname the notorious RBG for nothing. But what I will say is that in the past I've been asked about controversial comments from other Supreme Court justices. At that point, I declined to wade into that criticism, and I think I'll pursue a similar approach in this instance.
Jeebus, shut up. Just really, you know, just... Do I need to pretend? I don't feel like pretending to be courteous today. I don't feel the notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious really with her little crocheted neck collar, right?
This is the edited version.
Who? Maybe it's not. Let's just scare the heck out of everybody. Maybe it ain't.
They don't call him Notorious B.I.G. for
nothing. We're being the Notorious Dana Show today. Can we not throw that nickname around like it's whatever? Notorious whatever. RBG, who apologizes after she goes crazy. I mean, you know, she said that her comments were ill-advised, and everyone was wondering whether or not she needs to resign. She said he was a faker, that Trump was a faker. Notorious RBG. Looks like Notorious RBG walked those notorious comments B-A-C-K. Seriously? Was that the whitest thing that you ever heard in your life, Josh Ernest, up there with his little crop haircut and his little Warby Parker glasses? Is that what those stupid hipster things are called? Warby Parker gets up there, says, oh, you know, the Notorious RBG. I'm so white. The Notorious RBG. Notorious RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, derp, derp, derp. Shut up. Just shut up. This is why we can't have nice things in culture. You know what I'm saying? Like this is why the Kardashians have, like, hit shows and their apps sell is because of this kind of stuff. This is why. By the way, who has more crocheted neck collars than Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Nobody I know.
She's like the Imelda Marcos of crocheted neck collars. All I'm saying is that I just don't trust her judgment. I think that she had a slip in the judgment. She's a Supreme Court justice, and there's a certain decorum that goes along with that. Now, hey, if you want to roll like a commentator and you want to put your notorious opinions out in the public, then, you know, you kind of lose. Then you need to decide if you want to roll like that or if you want to be a Supreme Court justice. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I think we have to endure enough from the not so notorious RBG. But she walked that back. You know why? Because people, they didn't appreciate it. They didn't appreciate a Supreme Court justice taking her bias from the bench and throwing it out there like she's a political commentator. They didn't appreciate it. Can I be frank?
Sure.
I'm Dana, but I respect Antonin Scalia. Don't know how he could have been friends with her. Like, see, I have friends who are liberals, and there are certain liberals, and I'm like, we can be friends and we can be cool. And then there are other ones, like the not-so-notorious RBG, where I look at them and I'm like, no, we could not be friends. Because you've passed a threshold of just insufferability. We've passed that threshold. By the way, how are you? It's Thursday. It's Thursday, and it's We Don't Care Day. It's Thursday, and a couple reasons why I'm mad. I always hate getting ready to travel because it's always crazy, and I'm always running around and trying to make sure I get a million things done before I get on a plane and go somewhere. And so it's number one, it's hectic. Number two, I hate going through the security process of the flight. And I also hate, particularly when I'm traveling to a state with reciprocity, and I have to go through the rigmarole of checking your sidearm, and you have no matter how many people at the airport, they always act like, oh my gosh, she brought a gun. And it's just, you know, I'm like, yes, because it's Texas and I'm going to a state that has reciprocity. And so you have to arrive so early for people to freak out, and then they act like it's a big deal that they have to check your gun and all that stuff. So I always immediately, before I travel, like, that's the time when I'm the most ignorant person in the world, before I travel. So right now, basically. Anyway. So dealing with that, and when we're going to talk about this story, because this is... There was this, what is it, this video that came out. Dylan Noble is the guy's name. He's a white guy, so you're probably not going to hear about that in the press. And I say this because, and I discussed the Washington Post study with Harvard, and they were showing about 3-1 police actually shoot and kill white people more than black people. And I'm not saying it's because police are racist against white people. I'm saying because there's some stupid white people out there who think that they can charge the cops and all of this stuff. You see how I did that? I'm not marching in the streets screaming, white lives matter. I'm not doing any of that. And if I just offended you, in case you missed the first 2 minutes of the show, I don't care because I'm getting ready to travel and I'm crabby. So this happened in Fresno. Dylan Noble, it was on June 25th. It was a traffic stop. And the Fresno police just released the body camera videos. So this dude gets out of the car, and he is given, I watched the video several times. He's given orders by police, I don't know how many times. Like, all I know is that police told this man, put your hands up, and he kept grabbing for his waistband. He kept hiding his hands behind his back. He kept putting one hand behind his back and kept acting like he was going to go for a weapon. He kept acting like he was going to draw something out of his pants, you know? It looks suspicious to me. These police had acted extra judiciously, I want to point out. I mean, the amount of orders they gave this man, if I have to tell my kid to take out the trash one too many damn times, then he gets in trouble. And I tell my kid fewer times than they told the police told this man. The dude would not comply, and he kept walking toward police officers. And they're like, dude, we're going to shoot you. Stop. Stop. Put your hands up. It was at the point where you're just like, oh my gosh, I can't even handle them saying put your hands up one more time because he's not listening. And then he just kept walking towards them, so they dropped him. And now the family's out there going, oh, well, this was extra lethal force. Oh, sorry that you didn't teach your kids to respect police and not be compliant. I guess that's your bad. I'm not even into it. Shut up. Yes, I'm sure it's really sad. I'm sure you're sad that you lost someone. But you know what? These police, considering that 5 of them were just murdered in a terrorist attack in Dallas, and we've had a string of police shootings where they've been popped in the head on traffic stops, I'm sure you can understand that your child, who is a grown man, by the way, and a full-grown adult, represented a clear and present threat because he was walking towards the officers while grabbing something in his waistband. So now you got all these super expert police expert people who aren't actually police on social media. And they guys, I'm going to tell you, you all know them because you all see them yapping their mouths on Facebook. I know y'all see them. They're out there. And Kane, I know you see these people too. They're super smart. They're experts. They're total experts. They're Monday morning quarterback experts. They saw what happened in this video clip, and they're like, well, the police should have done this. The police should have done that. Oh, I wouldn't have done that. Oh my gosh. Really? One guy who looked to be tipping 400 pounds, and I'm sure he ain't never got up off his gaming seat in front of his computer and put down the Mountain Dew and Fritos. He was sitting here going, oh, yeah, you know what I would have done? What would you have done? Oh, tell me, B.A., what would you have done? You wouldn't have done nothing. Shh. Yeah, these are the same people, Kane says, that spell your, U-R, as your possessive, Y-O-U-R. I know. But they're all, like, these experts. Not a single one of them have training. They're like, well, he wasn't posing a threat, really? Because I consider, particularly if I'm a cop, And I got somebody who got out of the car like they're not supposed to. Apparently, he didn't watch Chris Rock's video. And got out of the car and was grabbing and acting like I'm going for a weapon while walking quickly towards cops. Yeah, I'm going to consider that threatening behavior. I would have done the same thing that the police officers did. But you have these guys who would have crapped their pants if they would have been in that same situation. So don't y'all be Monday morning quarterbacking on Twitter like, oh, well, oh, yeah, I know. Don't even. Do not even. Just can't even deal with it. Can't even deal. So, we got a lot to get into. I'm crabby. I'm mad at social justice warriors. I'm mad at all kinds of stuff. But particularly, it's the social justice warriors. It's the experts who have never had any training, et cetera, all that. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I have a new NRA ad that's out as well, and I have one social justice warrior who does not like my ad. And she's a social justice, and I'm going to address that here very shortly, which will be, we're going to have some fun with that. All right, headlines. So this is disgusting. Unsealed court documents show that the Sandusky abuse allegation had been reported to Joe Paterno in 1976. I think the fact that Sandusky is still alive is a disgusting miscarriage of justice. The moment he was pronounced guilty, he should have been taken out to the back of the courthouse and popped right there. I think rapists and child predators should be immediately executed publicly, and it should be put on television and the proceeds given to the victims' families. I would actually propose that as a law. This is why you don't want me in office. So apparently, Penn State should have notified the police of the incidents, but one of these documents, it's a court battle. Penn State's trying to recoup from millions of dollars from its insurance provider that they paid out in settlements to Sandusky's victims. And the insurance provider's defense is that Penn State officials kept the allegations secret. And in doing so, they failed to prevent instances of abuse. And so they say, look, we have an unsealed report where we found six different instances where sexual abuse allegations against former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky were either witnessed by other coaches or reported to university officials, including a 1976 allegation where one alleged victim made a report directly to head coach Joe Paterno. Oh, my gosh. That makes me want to throw up. It's just it's so disgusting. It is so, so disgusting. This is a really bizarre report. Washington Times says the Obama administration sent taxpayer money to a campaign to oust Benjamin Netanyahu. The State Department paid hundreds of thousands of dollars of our money in grants to an Israeli group that used the money to build a campaign to oust Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in last year's Israeli parliamentary elections, a congressional investigation concluded Tuesday. Now, I will say that, remember, leading up the campaign to oppose Netanyahu were Obama staffers. One in particular, one of his top campaign people actually was working on that campaign to oust Netanyahu. $350,000 was sent to a group called One Voice to support the group's efforts to back Israeli-Palestinian peace settlement negotiations. But One Voice used the money to build a voter database, train activists, and hire a political consulting firm, here you go, with ties to the president's campaign, all of which set the stage for an anti-Netanyahu campaign. That is the result of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations and a bipartisan staff report. In one stunning finding, the subcommittee said One Voice even told the State Department's top diplomat in Jerusalem of its plans in an email, but the official, Consul General Michael Ratney, claims never to have seen them. And he deleted all kinds of emails. Huh, I know. And a striking violation of open records law for a department that's reeling from Hillary Clinton's handling of official government documents. Huh. Yeah. And a new CBS New York Times poll, Clinton 40, Trump 40, and in a new Rasmussen poll, it shows that Trump at 44, Clinton at 37 nationally, and they're coming to a head even in a certain number of battleground states, which I find incredibly interesting. So we're going to discuss some of the polling as well. We're going to get into that Noble the shooting, the Noble shooting that took place. And we're also going to discuss this, some of these social justice warriors trying to remark on my ad, which, of course, they're doing so unsuccessfully. I need all-day energy. I need all-day energy so I don't completely pass out and fall asleep on the floor. It's been a long week. If you could have all-day energy or support healthy blood pressure levels, if you had that choice, which would you choose? So I do a shot of Super Beats every day, so I actually don't have to. Super Beats guarantees a free bonus one-month supply with your first order, and I suggest you take them up on it because this is something you're going to want to take advantage of. Super Beats is loaded with dietary nitrates and a bunch of other stuff that I don't care about because I'm all about the nitrates. Because nitrates, that's where your energy comes from. It turns into nitric oxide in the body, maintains healthy blood pressure, increases your circulation, and you get a boost in energy and stamina that you notice. It's actually noticeable. You notice it within 20 minutes of drinking it. Only 3 grams of sugar, there's no crash, and it doesn't taste like vegetables because they dry it out. And that drying process is magical because it makes it, brings out the berry flavor, so it has a berry flavor to it, a mild berry flavor. I hate beets. I hate beets so bad I'd rather starve to death than ever eat one. But yet I drink this. I'm not even joking with you. Kane can attest. But yet I drink this every day because I need the energy and I like the taste. So you'll get your bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after, and you get free shipping. Look, it's guaranteed or you get your money back. It's so simple. 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeets.com. That's danashootsbeets.com.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
So, this... I have to share this story with you. I found this so amusing. Dora the Explorer. How many parents know Dora the Explorer? Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, now the 15-year-old girl, her name's Fatima Potasik. She's the voice for it, 15 years old. Well, now there's a lawsuit against her. Because they're saying she's a bully, that she bullied a classmate at her $40,000 a year school while smoking in the girls' room and calling her the P word for women's genitalia when she refused to partake of the smoking.
Wow. Can you imagine an episode with all that in
I'm
it?
Not going to do a Dora-type pronunciation of that word.
No,
can
don't.
You say...
No, don't.
Swiper, no swiping! It's at the World School of Manhattan, which seems ridiculously pretentious. Anyway, they expelled one of the students, and they cited on the half of the little Dora the Explorer girl because she's famous. But now the other girl's parents, they've sued. They want the tuition refunded. They said that the school wrongly blamed their child, who's been bullied by this girl for a long time. And this is not the first time this chick's been in trouble. Like, she got in trouble one time because she was smoking in the girls' room.
She's a PR nightmare.
And she got busted, and she was suspended for a while. Like, this is the new Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
She's going to be, like, sprawled out partying with Paris Hilton or something and having too much eyeliner on at one point. Her hair's going to be greasy, and it's just going to be awful. So I saw that. I'm like, man, I've just lost all hope in the world now. It's all of it's lost. All of it is lost. So coming up, I think what happened in the Fresno shooting, I think that was suicide by cop. A white man shot by police, and I think it was justified. And we're going to talk about why when we come back.
Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition gold mine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year, and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danaschutzbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danaschutzbeats.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226 226-
9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out!
The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to in bookstores now. I'll be in Orlando tomorrow at the Books A Million, 6:30 to 8:30. So you can go and register. There is a, go to DanaRadio.com and look on the events tab. There are links up there. But a lot of good stuff up there. And go out and I'll be signing books and all kinds of fun stuff. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have more details and I'll remind you all again later in the show. I was looking at this video this morning of this is Dylan Noble. This Dylan Noble shooting that took place in Fresno. It took place on June 25th is when it happened. And the Fresno police just now released body cam footage. And he's a 19-year-old man. And he is pulled over. In fact, the police are on their way to another call and they notice this truck. So they immediately it was a traffic stop. So they pull the truck over, and this guy gets out of his car. Dylan Noble gets out of his car, and the police are saying, look, no, stay in your car. And no, he's just going to get out of the car. And he keeps reaching for his waistband like he's going to pull something out on the cops. He keeps reaching for it. And in the video, he keeps going towards the cops, and they're telling him, stop. They're trying to save this guy's life, and he's just not listening. It is a simple order. It is not hard. Stop. Put your hands up. It's simple, right? It's so simple. Stop. Put your hands up. Because cops are killed every single day. You know, or they get shot every single day. There's some sort of attack on a cop. It seems like every single day. If you look on YouTube, you can see all sorts of dash cam footage, body cam footage of officers. They pull a car over, and the person turns around and shoots at them. And now, officer deaths have increased. So officers are like, look, out of an abundance of caution, please just chill out and listen to these orders. All we're telling you is to stop walking towards us and put your hands up. They are so extra judicious. They tell this guy a million times, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up, over and over again. Command after command after command after command after command. And this guy keeps going towards the cops. And he keeps pulling for his pants. I'm looking at it like he looks like he's going to draw something out. And then he increases his pace, and they warn him, we're going to shoot you. He doesn't care. He keeps going towards him, so they shoot him. And he's on the ground. He falls on his stomach, rolls over to his back, dives for his pocket. I'm looking at this, and I know all these armchair police experts out there, they think they know what's what. You have a split second to act. You have a split second. I'm looking at this like he's still trying to go for something. They shoot him again. I think it was completely justified, open and closed. I can't even believe this is a debate. And now the parents have held a press conference, and they say it was an excusable use of excessive force. You mean their son constantly going towards the cops and not listening? Because, yes, that was inexcusable. It was excessive. They're right. Their son's actions were inexcusable and excessive, and they caused him to get shot and killed. And so now, and he did, he refused orders. The Fresno police chief, Jerry Dyer, he said, no. That he had, it was at least It's over 30 times they gave him instructions. And he didn't listen to any of them. He did not listen to a single one of them. He was kept walking towards police. Wasn't listening. To me, I look at it and I'm like, okay, that's threatening. If I was an officer, yes, I would have also shot him. Because his behavior was threatening. And when he fell down and he rolled over on his back again, he dove for his pocket. You can see it in the video. It is in the video. I don't know. A suicide by cop is what it looks like. He wanted to die. And the officers are pleading with him. Do not reach for your pants or you're going to get shot. Don't reach for your pants. Stop, stop, stop. They are telling him to stop. They do not want to shoot him. So now the family has the audacity to sue the city of Fresno for damages. What damages? If I was one of the officers, I'd sue the family for the emotional duress I was placed under by having to deal with your child who apparently wasn't raised to comply with an order. And no, don't sit here and act like, oh my gosh, those police and their authority. He was asked to raise his hands up for officer safety. They weren't putting him under arrest. They were telling him to put his damn hands up so they could make sure that he wasn't armed so they weren't going to get killed. I know there are people like that out there who think that they think that officers' lives are like Pez candy and we should dispense of one after the other so that we can backpat these people who have a screwed up sense of justice and morality, but that's not how things work. That is not how it works. And it's insane to me that this family is suing. I'd countersue the family. So now they're suing for, they're going for damages. He didn't listen. He kept reaching behind his back, reaching all of it. And the people who, and I had a couple of people say, well, you know, they had no reason to shoot him while he was on the ground. Really? Because he was still reaching into his pocket while he was on his stomach. He rolled to his back and he still kept reaching. They had no idea what he was going to pull out. Was it necessary, for him to charge the cops? No, I agree with you. That was totally unnecessary. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable? That he kept going for the cops? Yeah, I agree. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, that to me, you have these people out there who did not have any law enforcement training. These people on social media, these people that you see on television, that are raging against the cops. They didn't have any training. Half of these blockheads that are screaming about police and authority, they never even shot a firearm. These people would be crapping bricks if they were in this same situation. And you know it. They'd wet themselves. Oh, but my gosh, they're experts, you guys. They're total experts. They know exactly. They know exactly. They are Monday morning quarterbacking. You know, maybe some of these people who are such experts, maybe they could share their Monday morning quarterbacking tips with these law enforcement officers. Zero training, and they act like they know better than Leo's from a single angle of a video. Brave, brave Sir Robin. Jiminy Christmas. No, people quit walking towards cops. Quit walking towards cops when they say stop and put your hands up. That's not like a multiple choice question. Would you like to A? It's not like they're yelling at you over their police door. Would you like to A? Stop and put your hands up. Would you like to B? Not do any of those things. Or C? Would you like to get shot? What do you want to do? It's not multiple choice. No, you're not losing a right because you have to stop for a second and put your hands up so cops can make sure that you're not going to kill them. You know what I mean? It's not that. No. And you don't have a right to charge a cop. You don't have a right to shoot a cop. You don't have a right to go for a cop's gun. You don't have a right for any of these things. That's not a right. There's no right. There's no, like, secret club of rights where some people get special rights. Oh, okay, you guys get to shoot cops. You guys can't. You know, there's nobody, that's not, no, we don't, that doesn't exist. I know some people make money off of trying to convince you that it does, but it doesn't exist. And by the way, notice that no one except for the family, who I think is you know, I shame on them to sit here and sue the police when clearly their son was in the wrong. Maybe they didn't teach him that this is not how you deal with police. You don't charge them and not comply. Do you see anybody walking on the street saying White Lives Matter? Do you see anybody except for the family? No. The police were right in this, just like the police were right in Alton Sterling. It's not a race situation. It is a behavior situation. It is a don't fight the cops when you're stopped. It is a don't draw a gun on somebody outside of store and have somebody call 911 on you because you threatened them with a gun. Don't be a convicted child pedophile and be having a gun on your person. Don't do that. Don't be convicted of assault and battery and domestic abuse and be in illegal possession of a firearm. Don't be somebody that gets out of a truck in Fresno and doesn't follow police orders and keeps grabbing for their pants and acting like you're going to draw down on the cops. You will get shot. And it is irrelevant of race. It is irrelevant of sex. It is all about behavior. The dude in Fresno, he was acting like a criminal. All he had to do was stop. And the parents, I'm sure that they're grieving right now. They lost a child. And the child chose to have this manner of leaving the world, which is unfortunate. That grown man, their son, chose to go out of the world that way. He chose to not listen. He chose to disobey and put his life in danger. He chose to ignore over 30 warnings that the cops gave him. He chose it. That's on him.
He also has reported that he said he hates his life. So this is, I mean, all the...
Everybody,
what we see,
all Leos that I've heard from, they're like, that was suicide by cop,
yeah.
And look, and you could tell the cops in this video, and they had control over the situation. They were calm. They did shout at him because you could tell they knew what was coming, and they did not want to make that choice. But he was forcing their hand.
And you know what I'm noticing,
just
too?
Like with Alton Sterling,
yes.
They were telling him, put it down. They were telling him, giving him orders. They were telling him, stop. They did not want to shoot that man. He chose the way that went down. Now, two cases... Exact same outcome. The only thing, there's nothing different in my opinion about it. Race is irrelevant to this. One white, one black, both justified by police, in my opinion. Race is irrelevant. Folks, you got to look at the behavior. And like I said, and you can get mad if you want. I'm citing data that was compiled by Harvard, as reported by Washington Post. There's two separate studies, Washington Post, Harvard. White people are shot by cops almost three times more than black people. Black people in the United States have a more increased use of force against them in police situations as opposed to whites and Hispanics. Whites are shot more by cops than Hispanics or blacks in the United States. And that's according to those. This isn't like a Fox News statistic. It's a Harvard and Washington Post statistic. Now, I'm not out there saying, oh, my gosh, the cops are targeting white people. No, I'm going to go out and say I'm pretty sure that it's justified. Now, look, do cops make mistakes? Of course they do. How do I know this? Because cops are human. They're human. That's why. They are members of our community, and they derive their power to serve our community from us, the community, of which they are also already a part. So that's just how it is. The body cams, and Kay makes a good point, the body cameras in this case, I do believe they help those cops. I like body cams. I don't have a problem with them. I don't have a problem with them at all. Folks, this is, you know, one of those instances, the United States Concealed Carry Association. I'm a concealed carrier. I'm also a member of the USCCA. And it's incredibly important to me that you know what is expected of you as a concealed carry holder. And you know, when we go and we get our permits and we go and take classes, we learn all of this stuff. But think about this. Say that you are involved in a self-defense incident, whether it's somebody breaks into your house, someone tries to carjack you or rob you, and you are forced to use your lawfully carried firearm to defend your life or the life of your loved ones. What do you know what happens after? I mean, in 99% of the, or actually it's about 98% of the cases, people just simply have to show their firearm. But in those rare instances when someone does have to squeeze the trigger, do you know what happens after? Do you know what to do after? This is where the USCCA comes in. So every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to these questions. You don't want surprises when the police arrive, because when they arrive, they're going to assume everyone's a bad actor on the scene, and you may be detained. You will be detained. I'll pretty much guarantee that, so that they can contain the situation and figure out who's a bad guy, who's a good guy, because they're not making any assumptions when they show up on the scene. Now, you need to know what to say and what not to say, and you need to know how to treat the situation. Go to protectthemtoday.com and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that discusses the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. Because after such an incident, knowing what to expect is the difference between freedom, maybe spending the night in a jail cell, or, because of our litigious society, getting sued by the criminal that tried to kill you. Get your personal copy of this free guide now at protectthemtoday.com. That's protectthemtoday.com.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son, and so I don't know if you know about toddlers. They spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit, and how others can look and feel their best every day too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnette.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service,
the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We talked about this yesterday, and it looks like it may be Mike Pence as the VP pick. Of course, they're going to make it official tomorrow. At what time is it? Like 11? Is it 11 Eastern? So that means 10 Central, right? Is it 11 Eastern is about when they're... I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what it's looking like. Now, that's not official yet, but all the media is trying to, all the media is reporting it. Like NBC has been reporting it, breaking news, all this other stuff. It's not officially official yet, but I think it will be. Someone was saying, well, I didn't see his name on the list of approved speakers at the convention. You think that they would put that on there? They'd probably put that on there to not put it on there to throw you. Exactly. I think Pence would be a better pick than Gingrich. Just because, for some reasons, but there, I think Pence. There are people who disagree with Pence on RFRA, and I get the arguments as to why he shouldn't have led that or why he shouldn't have been in that fight. I get that, and I think that's a discussion worth having. I know that there's some discussions on Common Core that I've heard from grassroots folks, and there are issues. Make no mistake, there are some issues that I think that he needs to address. Right. But I think that also it's important to realize you're not going to get the perfect candidate. I mean, maybe you can get really close to it, but that's not this time. However, I do think that you're not going to get at least at this point too. But he's a way better choice in my opinion than Gingrich. Now I know Gingrich. I don't dislike Gingrich. I think he's incredibly intelligent. But I don't think that VP is where Gingrich needs to be. That is not where he needs to be. I also don't think that he would work in that capacity, would work well with Trump. I don't know. Some people have suggested that, well, maybe he could be chief of staff, or maybe he could be something along those lines. Possibly. I know Chris Christie was saying that he would like VP. I can't think of anything worse than Chris Christie as a vice presidential on the ticket as VP. I can't think of anything more unappealing than Chris Christie as VP. Chris Christie as attorney general? Different. I like that. I like Chris Christie as attorney general. I think people have different strengths, and I need that you need to play to those particular strengths. You need to make sure that you have a campaign that plays to those strengths. I think that would be good. I think it's a good choice. Let me make the cabinet, please. I mean, let me determine the cabinet. I think that would be great. Anyway, so we're going to have all of that coming up. Plus, a Democrat representative says thorough background checks would deny guns to those who have criminal thoughts. What? Keep it here.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstar. The French prosecutor's office has opened a terrorism investigation after today's attack in Nice, France. A truck loaded with weapons and hand grenades plowed through a crowd of people on a sidewalk in the French resort city, killing at least 77. Counterterrorism expert Harleen Gambier with the Institute for the Study of War says the French government had put a warning about serious threats just the day before.
Warning generally about the attack that ISIS and related groups posed, and also specifically warning about Bastille Day. It's not clear whether there was any sort of prior intelligence about this particular attempt. Very likely there has been general concern about any sort of mass gathering.
Local officials say the truck was on the sidewalk for more than a mile before police killed the driver. And because of the situation in Nice, Donald Trump says he's delaying announcing his pick of a running mate that was originally scheduled for tomorrow. President Obama says the problems of mistrust and violence involving police work in black communities can be overcome with hard work and painstaking work.
The legacy of race and all the complications that are involved in that, working through these issues so that things can continue to get better, is going to take some time.
Mr. Obama held a town hall hosted by ABC News earlier this evening. A week ago today, five Dallas police officers were gunned down by a sniper during a protest march. Several funerals were held today. Watermark Church pastor Todd Wagner says Sergeant Michael Smith made the ultimate sacrifice.
He gave his life for those that he desired to serve and protect.
Services were also held for Dallas Area Rapid Transit Officer Brent Thompson and Dallas Police Corporal, Senior Corporal Lauren Ahearns. Two other services are scheduled for Friday and for Saturday afternoon. More news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it! I actually got my degree from Liberty University. Two degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Amnesty International says dozens of people accused of supporting the Islamic militant group Boko Haram have died in horrific conditions in prisons in Cameroon.
The human rights group says Cameroon has detained more than 1,000 people accused of supporting Boko Haram. But in many cases, it says the suspects were arrested without any reasonable suspicion they committed a crime. They are being held in what the organization describes as inhumane conditions. At one prison in the north of the country, up to 8 people are dying a month. The Amnesty International report also documents extrajudicial killings by the security forces and 6 cases where it says suspects were tortured to death.
BBC correspondent Martin Patience. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin Thursday to offer a broad new partnership in Syria that, if it's put in place, could end 5 years of civil war. More on these stories at townhall.com. The
wildly popular Pokemon Go game is proving to be dangerous. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ohio police say two men in their mid-20s have been arrested for criminal trespassing at the Toledo Zoo. The pair went over a fence near the zoo's tiger enclosure. They were spotted on a security camera walking through the zoo, searching for the smartphone game's cartoon monsters. Meanwhile, firefighters say two Southern California men were taken to a hospital with injuries after they fell off an ocean bluff while trying to catch the digital monsters on their cell phones. Greg Clugston reporting.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. dropped out of the Sprint Cup race Sunday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway because of symptoms of a concussion. Earnhardt was involved in a 22-car wreck in Daytona this month, and he also wrecked last month at Michigan International Speedway. He says he was feeling fine last week, thought the problem was allergies, and when that didn't help, he met with a neurologist. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Dina Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dina Show.
Last night, in an interview, he said that he understands systemic bias against black people because, and I quote, even against me, the system is rigged, unquote. Went on to say, I can relate to it very much myself. Even this, the killing of people, is somehow all about him.
I think it's fascinating to listen to her try to speak about race. And I don't know if you all remember when this story came out. I was in elementary school when this came out, but I remember how quickly everybody was trying to ignore it. It was in 1992 that the New York Times discovered something quite interesting about then-candidate Bill Clinton. They had been reporting on this Southern candidate with a just spectacular, pristine civil rights record. And the New York Times reports that Governor Bill Clinton suddenly found himself under criticism for a classic gesture of racial separation. Now, I like how they tried to soften the blow by calling it a gesture. He played golf quite frequently at an all-white golf club, a whites-only country club. He was chided. I love the verbs, because if this had been a Republican, oh my gosh. He was chided by a leader of the NAACP because he played at the Country Club of Little Rock, a whites-only country club for the upper crust in Arkansas. Now, when all of this hit the press, and it ended up in the headlines, et cetera, Clinton had to admit that he made a mistake. And he says, I'm never going to play at the Country Club of Little Rock again until it's integrated. It's like he didn't realize that he had made a mistake playing at a whites-only golf club until it was reported in the New York Times And then he thought, oh, my gosh, that? Oh, that? I'm sorry about it. I'm sorry. So that's when he realized that it was wrong. And then he had to, he said, I'm going to do something unconventional for a politician. When I make a mistake, I'm going to say I did, and I'm going to say I'm sorry and all of that. But he played for, like, forever. He played at this golf club forever. And didn't, he only realized that it was an error after it had been reported. Interesting. So I just want to point that out. Whenever you hear, I want you to remember this, whenever you hear Hillary Clinton talk about race. She was suspiciously silent in all of that, by the way. So do you remember the, how people who are worried about men and women's dressing rooms, how they were told to just kind of shut up and get over it because men and women's dressing rooms, you're a bigot, and, you know, this is not going to be exploited by perverts at all. Perverts aren't going to exploit this to try to go and look at your, look at your kids or look at you or anything like that, right? Well, a man who lives his life dressed as a woman. He is a man. His name is Sean Smith, but he goes by the name of Shauna Smith. He looks like Buffalo Bill from the Silence of the Lambs, and I am not exaggerating. Was formally charged with video voyeurism in an Idaho Falls courtroom just yesterday. He was in a court video. An affidavit of probable cause says an 18-year-old girl was trying on swimwear at Target when someone in the fitting room next to her held an iPhone over the top of the barrier and began recording her. She immediately fled the dressing room and told her mother. Her mother confronted the suspect, who ran away. They described him as a white male who was wearing a dress and a blonde wig. A witness observed the man get into a vehicle and leave the area. Detectives learned the vehicle was registered to Smith. When an investigator arrived at his home, the documents state that the defendant's roommate told the investigators that her roommate is a transgender male who identifies as Shauna Smith. The detective showed the roommate surveillance still videos of the suspect from Target, and the roommate identified the suspect's clothing as that of Smith's. Deputies interviewed Smith, and the defendant eventually admitted that he had made videos in the past of women undressing. The defendant told the detective that he makes these videos for the same reason men go online to look at pornography. Now, see, here's the thing, and I've said this before, just because someone dresses as an opposite sex doesn't mean that they're gay. It just means that they want to dress as a person of the opposite sex. You have a man who dresses as a woman and can still be attracted to women. You know, that's a huge issue. They can still be attracted to women. Plus, there's two variables here. Still be attracted to women, and they still statistically overpower women. You don't have cases of women raping men as often, or women raping other women as often as you have men raping women. And I'm not being sexist. I'm saying this for the safety of women. And I'm also saying this for the safety of our children. And also, it's statistical truth. So Target, of course, they have that transgender policy for bathrooms and fitting rooms. And a man can simply say, according to their policy, that they feel like a woman that particular day and use those facilities. Kane, I really need you to see this individual and you and Marty. I want you to go look at a picture of this person. Now imagine this person he looks like Buffalo Bill.
He does, actually.
He is a huge man. Now imagine him with a dress and a blonde wig on. I would have been scared out of my mind if I was that 18-year-old girl.
And he's got the face. You know, when you see the movies of killers.
I'm not kidding, guys. He looks like, but am I wrong?
Yes. No, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. This guy looks like you get the idea of someone's energy and their aura by just kind of looking at them. I'm telling you, this guy is,
Yeah.
I get worried when I look at guys like that.
And he says he's done it before. Now, how many women has he done this to? And they haven't even realized it. They've been filmed in there. And he can do it because all he has to do is say, well, I identify as a woman, and he can walk in there and do it. This is what I'm talking about. It's exploited, and here you have this taking place. You have someone who is sexually attracted to women and is big enough to overpower them. That's not good. That is not good. You know what I mean? It is not good to have that like this. And that's scary. I would see this dude. I mean, because the guy, they give his, he's actually pretty big. He's like 6 foot, over 6 foot. He's huge. And he says, well, you know, I do this. And he actually tried to justify it. Well, I did this for the same reason that men go online to look at pornography.
Oh, well, then that makes it great.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're free to go.
Right.
What?
Silly us.
Now, this, I don't know what if Target has responded to this or not. Because I can't, I mean, this is, it's just, it's horrifying. That is horrifying. And this is what women and this is what parents were talking about when they said, look, we don't want that. I haven't been into a Target. I cannot tell you how long I haven't been in a Target in forever. I will not go back because of this. I will not go back, which sucks because I like their stuff, but I don't like it that much. You know, what if I am in there and I have to use the restroom and then I would be, I don't want to deal with that. I don't know. So this is, that's horrific.
I'm watching
and I
the video
feel
now.
So bad for that 18-year-old. Oh my gosh, he looks like he's from Silence of the Lambs.
Ugh.
Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So. Race relations are at the lowest point that they have ever been in the Obama presidency. According to the New York Times has a story out about that. And the thing is that we were told that this was going to be like, you know, this is a post-racial era, post-racial president. 69% of Americans say race relations are generally bad, one of the highest levels of discord since the 1992 riots in L.A. Isn't that unbelievable? This poll was conducted from Friday, the day after the killing, until Tuesday. They found 6 in 10 Americans say race relations were growing worse. It's up from 38% a year ago. Racial discontent is at its highest point in the Obama presidency. Same levels after the riots after 1992. Oh, my gosh. And it's sad. It is just, it's so sad to see this. But, yeah, I mean, it's worst ever. We were told that this was going to go away. It wasn't going to even be a problem. This Hillary Clinton is taking a big hit in a Florida Quinnipiac poll. The latest in battleground states. Democrat Hillary Clinton has lost an 8-point lead in the latest Quinnipiac poll over Trump in Florida. She finds herself in too close to call races in 3 critical swing states, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. This is from Quinnipiac University swing state poll released this morning. She's lost ground on almost every measure from a June 21st survey by Quinnipiac. The swing state focuses on Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, because since 1960, no candidate in a presidential race has won without taking at least 2 of those 3 states. Interesting. So that's where, very interesting. I'm curious to see after the conventions what the polling looks like after the conventions. You know, after the VPs are announced and they start that, I'm really interested to see where they are in the polls from that. Oh boy, Pokemon Go. So a Pennsylvania high school student, 15 years old, was hit by a car while playing Pokemon Go. The parents are saying, look, don't let your kids play this game. This is horrific. 15-year-old Pokemon Go player was hit by a car while playing on this app, prompting her mom to warn other teens to beware of the game. She has injuries to her collarbone and her foot. She was struck by a vehicle at the intersection, at an intersection. She was playing her game, and she found herself right in the middle of a busy highway, and she crossed it and was hit. Jeez, just people, be careful with this game. I was reading a story about this guy's house who, it was a church that was converted into a house, and his house was turned into a Pokemon gym. And so he had all these people coming to his house, like, all hours, and he was like, it's kind of annoying. Yeah. So just, you know. So Elizabeth Warren, again, this is one of those instances where you have government that realizes there is something that is unregulated and it has to come back for it. She's calling for an Airbnb probe. She and another Democrat senator are asking federal agencies to examine the prevalence of commercial operators on websites like Airbnb, which is all about short-term housing rentals. Scary, right? So they say that they want them investigated, just like they were going after like things like Lyft and Uber, which I don't use anymore because of their political stance on the issue of police. They decide that they want Airbnb. The critics are saying that it restricts housing availability, drives up rental prices. You have Andrew Cuomo in New York currently considering whether or not to sign a bill that's going to limit activities on Airbnb. It's crazy. The hotel industry doesn't like them. Hotels see them as a major threat to businesses. And Airbnb doesn't do enough to deal with discriminatory users. They said that they've read troubling reports of racial discrimination on short-term rental platforms. So we've got to come in and we have to regulate. They have to regulate everything. Heaven forbid that there is a section in the world that isn't unregulated. Heavens. The Purple Heart Foundation, folks, is a great organization that works with our nation's veterans and all veterans, not just those who were combat wounded, young and old, all of them, men and women. And they have a lot of services that they provide. They represent veterans across the country, so they receive the benefits they're promised from Veterans Association, from the VA. But they don't just help individual veterans, too. They help all and their families. They have job training and PTS support and canines for combat veterans. They have specific programs for female veterans. They have programs to get homeless veterans off of the streets. Car donation, cash donation, credit, all 100% tax deductible, and it's so easy to do. You can go online to givetopurpleheart.org or make a quick call, 800-935-9941. 100% is tax deductible. 100% goes to the veterans. givetopurpleheart.org or call 800-935-9941. Did you know there is a real liberal phone company, and their motto is phone-powered progressive change? Look them up. They're called Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile gives more than $150,000 a month to progressive causes. And since 1985, they've been funding some of the biggest, most extreme progressive causes. But there is an answer, an alternative, and that's Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone company. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone provider, offering the same great service and phones, but they donate a part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S5 or iPhone 5S with unlimited talk text data for only $50 a month. I personally use Patriot Mobile because I care where my money goes, and they provide great, fantastic customer service. Use promo code Dana when you switch, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Call me
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
The Dana Show.
So I'm going to be in Orlando tomorrow at the Books a Million from 6:30 to 8:30. And I'll be broadcasting from Orlando tomorrow as well. Interestingly enough, what do you have, Black Lives Matter and other individuals who are planning days of rage? Why is it always a day of rage? Why couldn't it have been like a day of prayer? You know what I mean? Like, why does it have to be day of rage? Why does it have to be that? So that is, I don't quite get that. Why do you have to have a day of rage? So I'm just there. And there are what, like 37 cities that were listed on this. The day of rage, 37 cities were listed. And this, I don't know.
Stuff,
have a day.
Way.
Yeah. This is the $33 million George Soros stuff.
Yeah.
Who would love to see this country destabilized before an election? And make no mistake, that's what this is about. That is exactly what this is about. He would love to see the country destabilized before an election. It's like Scooby-Doo, and they keep pulling the mask off, and it's Soros. I cannot stand how much influence this guy has. He bankrolls all of the most progressive, crazy crap. I just know.
I wish he would in Scooby-Doo, because at the end, the guy's like, I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you dang kids.
If it weren't for you
pesky
kids.
But he keeps getting away with it.
Yeah. And people don't realize. I mean, it's public. The records are public. It's been admitted, even. So, I don't know. The days of rage. They're gonna be some days of rage protests in Ferguson, too. Ferguson, Missouri. There's some days of day of rage. Isn't that like, can we think of different names for this? It's like we always, the chickens come home to roost. Now there's the day of rage. And that's like an old 60s term. It sucked then. But so they're saying they have, they gave out like times, like there's going to be in Phoenix and in Tucson and LA and Tampa and all these places. There's going to Seattle, Milwaukee, Ferguson. They're trying to, in Dallas, there's going to be a day of rage in Dallas as well. It's like the same, you're right, the same ideas over and over again. Quick break. We have a lot more of the show coming up, including Britain has a new female prime minister. Also, the ESPYs got political. Keep it here.
Dana Lash here. I'm sure you know that I'm a proud member of the USCCA. And like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a firearm, that's our God-given freedom. And as the 4th of July nears Independence Day, the USCCA is honoring our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with the Great American Giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the firearm and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? A Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great firearm and still have money left over to buy all of the ammo that you need. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And just think, you could get that firearm you've always wanted, plus the ammo with which to enjoy it. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
You want to know what State of Jefferson will look like? You decide.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings.
Join your neighbors for the first Jefferson Formation Assembly. Represent your county. Leave your fingerprints on the free state.
July 23rd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak at the Church of Glad Tidings. Register now at soj51.net.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you haven't been to. Make sure you get it. I'll be in Orlando signing books tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30. I almost said 8:30 to 6:30, which would have made no sense at all. I like Orlando. Orlando's a fun place. I like every time I've been there, I had a pleasant time, and I've seen no alligators. But I'm going to tell you, Dana doesn't walk near bodies of water. If I so much as see a puddle in your roads, Orlando, I'm like, nope. Walk the other way. I don't even care if you're like, Dana, that's literally like it's a puddle the size of your palm. Yeah, that's a big enough for a gator to get its snout through or something. Just saying, I'm not playing with that. Dana, don't play with water in Orlando. I don't even care if it's a trickle. I don't care. No. No. I just don't. There's certain things, like I like looking at alligators behind glass and at the zoo. And I have not even, don't make fun of me, because all you people who live in like certain parts of, you know, Louisiana and all my friends out there in Florida, you guys are going to laugh at me. I have never seen an alligator in the wild. And I hope to never change that. Why did you just look at me like that, Kane?
You like never have seen an alligator in
the
wild?
No, never.
Like, ever?
No, never.
Have you ever held like a baby one or anything?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
Interesting.
No, well, I've never even so much as... even the sounds that the baby alligators made, where they go, and that how they do. Like I'm terrified to even make that noise, because I'm afraid that if I go, like a mama gator is going to show up and kill me or something. You know, the ones, and my youngest son's like, oh, that's so cute. No, it's not, because that's...
Stop making that noise.
Yeah, I know, because that's, you don't make that noise in Florida. You know how, what was that movie that M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong did? M. Night Shyamalan did. Shyamalan. What is his name? I love it. The Village? Oh, Lady in the Water was a great one.
Yeah.
The Village? Is it The Village with Bryce Dallas Howard,
sure,
who I love as an actress? I love her as an actress. I love everything she's ever been in. She was so great in that movie. I love that movie. And they would say, don't put the color red up or it'll attract the monsters in the woods. You don't make that sound in Florida because gators will come. I'm not saying this, you know, I'm not saying that they, you know, do. I'm just saying that
gators
probably
hungry.
Will.
Gators could be hungry.
They're always hungry.
Right.
That's just the nature of them. They have the stomachs of 14 and 15-year-old boys. They have the appetites of 15-year-old boys. They're crazy. But I don't even like making that noise. I have not seen an alligator in the wild. I've never held an alligator. I've held a snake. I've seen snakes. And snakes don't scare me. I'm like, what? Snakes in the water? Totally different.
I was thinking
different.
About a wildlife segment on the show and just bring in real reptiles.
You can bring in fake ones. Snakes in the water are totally different. On the ground, it's like, I'll get you. I'm, you know, in the water, no.
Yeah.
Dana does not play with that. I will, oh, heck no. I can't. When we were in, we lived in Missouri, and we would always go, we'd float on Black River.
Oh, there's snakes in there.
Yeah, Black River's one giant snake, basically.
Cottonmouths, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And some of my parents, they had the bright idea to allow me and my cousins to command our own canoe because they're dumb. And so we were all under the age of 14, and we're commanding our own canoe. And we're like, we are so good at this. Look how good we are at this. Like, we got in front of everybody, and we were just, like, you know, careening in front of the crowd. Because when my family goes floating, it's a flotilla. It's ridiculous. Like, we take up the whole damn river. So we're floating on Black River, and we're just doing our own thing. And we notice there's some foliage hanging over the river at a part. And it's too shallow to really go around it. It's you kind of have to get really uncomfortably close to these branches that are hanging over. And I noticed one of the branches was real Tim Burton-y looking. It was a branch that was all coiled and weird, and it was hanging weird, and then it moved. And I was like, that branch is moving. And it's not like it's moving in a manner that the wind blowing it. It was moving like it was alive. And that's when my cousin, who was at the front of the canoe, screamed, snake, as only a teenage girl could. Snake! And, you know, we're by some bluffs, and so her screech just bounced off of everything, all the bluffs. And she immediately loses her ever-loving mind and starts paddling she tries to paddle away from it, but because she was not good at it, she ended up paddling towards it. Because she immediately wanted to paddle, you know, on her right side. The bluff and the foliage was on the left. She wanted to paddle on the right side, and that means that we're directing left. And I'm like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And I'm paddling on the left like, you're such an idiot. I'm screaming at her, screaming at her. Like, I'm going to beat you to death with my paddle. Stop it. I'm going to beat you to death with this paddle. We're losing our minds. My cousin in the middle, who was just really there to watch because she just was no good. And we're going down the river, and she's getting us so close. We ended up, long story short, we ended up dumping out of the canoe. I swear one of us almost drowned. We're freaking out. Then the snake dropped from the branch in the water. It was a full-on level red terror 11 alert. I am not a fast swimmer. I'm a good swimmer, but I'm just lazy. Guys, I would have beaten Michael Phelps. Like, if Michael Phelps was in the water with me and we were both swimming to the riverbank, I would have smoked him, and they would have put me on the podium, and I would have gotten all the medals. I swam like greased lightning. The snake even went, damn. I swam like I've never swam. I just knew that I needed to swim faster than them. And oh my gosh, I've never been so scared in my entire life. Oh my gosh. So we just let the canoe float down the river. We dumped it. We were on the riverbank because all of a sudden we didn't see the snake anymore. And I'm like, it's under the canoe. So we're on the riverbank. Finally, our parents and the rest of our aunts and uncles, they're coming down and they're like, where's the canoe? And we just point down the river. It was already going down. So we had to have an uncle go down and get it. And it was just the craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And nobody got bit by the snake. We had no idea where the snake went, but that was the last time that happened. Because you rent those canoes.
Would you believe the snake was as scared of you as you were of it?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't. I don't believe that of snakes or spiders. Nope. Don't believe that of either. And alligators? Yes, Marty's right. Snakes have no fear. I don't like things that are smaller than me with horrible attitudes. And that goes for many children. The spiders and snakes. Spiders are just, they don't care. They think that they're huge. They don't care. They're just like, I'm going to cut you. It's like that hyperbole and a half. I bet they have like swastikas carved into their flesh. You know, like they have swastika tattoos on them. That's how horrible these spiders and snakes are. No, I've never. Mm-mm. Now, a gator. Can you imagine an alligator? An alligator is essentially a giant, angry, hateful lizard. And now everybody is sending me pictures. They're like, this alligator's in our neighbor's driveway. What? What? What?
Yeah, like on the ground, they're fast. They're fast on the ground, but I wouldn't want to be in the water when the alligator's in the water. Like, that's...
I don't want to be near an alligator at all. You know they can run up to 30 miles per hour on land.
30?
Yes.
Alligators?
Yes.
What are they, Godzilla Light? What are these things? I don't know.
They're tricksters is what they are.
30 miles an hour?
They look like giant handbags in waiting, laying on the land. And you're like, oh, look how big and lazy they are. And then they chase you.
I don't know. I got to call BS on the 30 miles an hour. I'm going to look this up.
Google it.
I'm going to.
I'm Googling
30 miles an hour.
But the first time I ever went to Florida, I'm like, I need to learn. You know, we're always like, zigzag, zigzag. If a gator's chasing you, zigzag, because a gator can't zigzag.
Holy smokes, it says here
told
that
you.
35 miles per hour.
They can
run up to 35 on land?
This is what Florida deals with every day.
This is MPH. This is
where we're going tomorrow.
This isn't KPH.
Yeah.
This is MPH.
Yeah, I know. That's not even the stupid metric version of it. That's like the real life, this is what everybody should use version.
Up to 35 miles per hour.
Right.
Is Google right?
Google right. That's this guy. Is Google right? No, I can't.
How is this possible? They have nubby legs. They have like little nubbins for legs.
Yeah, I know.
How do they do?
And they have fat little feet.
How do they run 35
Marty
miles
said.
An hour?
Marty says he was born in Florida and he was surprised that he was not eaten by an alligator as a child.
Was that a common thing in your neighborhood for that to happen?
Yeah, I don't know. He says he wonders how humans managed to be the dominant species on this earth because we can zigzag.
Right.
Unlike Rick and Stark from Game of Thrones. Did anyone else scream at the finale? Zigzag, zigzag, zigzag. Did anybody else scream zigzag? No, nobody.
I'll have to catch up.
They can all warg and all this stuff, but they can't zigzag when they're running in a field. Oh my gosh. But no, so that's, so I'm like, you know, if they activists plan a day of rage in Florida and Tampa and that, dude, the alligators are there. That reminds me of the woman. I love her. She said, you know, if you go to the beach, you go to the beach. You don't go to the ocean because that's the shark's house. Just like you don't go, if you're going to Florida, go to Florida. Don't go to the little body of waters because that's the alligator's house. He'll put you on a plate.
Well, the one silver lining here is that they can't keep up the 35 miles per hour.
It's only for just a short period of time.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Can you imagine, though?
L-A-W-D-Y. Lottie. I can't deal. So it is crazy how fast they can run. I told you it was up there. You think I was making that up?
How to survive an encounter with a crocodile
zigzag.
Or alligator?
No, you zigzag.
The one sentence.
Don't wade in water where it
should
says,
you accidentally happen upon an alligator or crocodile, or if one begins to move towards you,
no,
run away from the animal as quickly as possible. That's the one sentence they give. That's how you survive an encounter.
Oh, yeah, run. Just run. Run away. Run away. Zigzag. Does it say zigzag?
No, it doesn't say zigzag.
That's what they told
me
on Nat Geo.
As fast as you can is how you should run. As fast as you can.
Like the gingerbread man?
Right.
The hell is this? Zigzag. You zigzag. That's what I was told because their legs are little.
Yeah. I think zigzag is how you run away from being shot at. I think that's what the zigzag is.
And alligators.
And alligators.
I'm positive it's also alligators.
Being shot at and
Look,
alligators.
Google it. I swear to you.
All right, hang on
someone
a second.
Said zig. Just know this. If you're running, just always run in the zigzag. If you're running from somebody, it's just safe to always zigzag. If somebody's shooting you with arrows, run in a zigzag. If they're shooting you with a gun, run in a zigzag. If a gator is chasing you, zigzag.
Google.
What?
It says here, fast, and don't believe that the old tale about running in a zigzag fashion. That's what it says.
Oh,
to throw off the gator.
No.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and that's the fastest. So if you're doing zigzag, you're not going the fastest you can go. And these things can go 35 miles an hour.
What about serpentine? Someone said on Twitter, he goes, I didn't scream zigzag at Game of Thrones, but I did scream serpentine.
Mm.
What about serpentine? That's kind of straight. It's straighter than a zigzag.
It's straighter than zigzag. You're right about that.
Serpentine! Serpentine!
Because
their little legs can't do that.
No. But they run zigzaggy, though. I think that's the thing. They run zigzag.
Oh,
I'm not going to try
dang,
and run.
Florida, you got big, giant, angry lizards that run serpentine. That's crazy. Woo! Golly! Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm not going to get near a puddle. Near a puddle. There was a pond near this hotel that we stayed in last time we were there, and I was like, I don't even drive in it. Go out the back way. And they're like, that's going to take longer. I'm like, have you seen Lake Placid? Have you seen that? I don't know what the hell you have in here. Go around the back.
You ate 700-pound cows for snacks.
No, I'm smaller than a 700-pound cow. I'm like a fun-sized Snickers. So just go around the back. Oh, my gosh.
You're like a Funyun to this thing.
Oh,
God love you, Orlando. We're going to see you tomorrow. Folks, if you want a good night's sleep where you can have nightmares about getting eaten live by an alligator, I kid about that part. You need to get a Casper mattress. So, look, Texas is hot. Texas, the sun comes up into the sky, and it spends all day insulting your air conditioning. It gives it the one-finger salute. It mocks it, and your air conditioning is just working overtime. It's like 1,000 degrees. It's going to be 100 degrees in Texas all this week. And at night, it's warm. And so you get warm at night. This is where your Casper mattress comes in perfectly because it's summertime, regardless of where you live. It's constructed with two high-tech foams that give you the super support that you need, but it also, the foam is breathable. It allows air to circulate, so you sleep cool and comfortable. Time magazine, they call Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. And your Casper ships for free in a box so small, you're not going to believe that it holds a mattress. So it's so easy to get it from your front door to your bedroom. And you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. So get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Treat yourself. Upgrade and get a Casper. Try it in your home for 100 nights, free shipping and returns. Just go to Casper.com and use code Dana50, and you'll get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I hope you will join me at the annual WWCB Whiskey, Wine, Cigars, and Brew, sponsored by Reading VFW Post 1934, Saturday, July 30th, starting at 2 p.m. We're going to be at the Veterans Hall. Tickets are only $10. Please call VFW Post at 241-9161 for tickets and information.
Order your tickets online by going to Eventbrite, that's Brite.com, and search for WWCB.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. And we got to get into Florida Man because I can't wait anymore.
Hey, brother, it's time to check in on Florida Man.
So, when is a good time to pray? I mean, before your meals.
Sure.
At church, of course. Before your meals.
I'd say anytime.
Anytime, you know, at bed. Anytime's a good time to pray. I mean, within reason. Not when you're driving is not one of those times.
No, if you close your eyes when you do it, don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunately what one Florida woman did, according to the Orlando Sentinel. A Florida woman who was praying while driving crashed a car into a house. A woman tells authorities she was praying with her eyes closed when she missed a stop sign and ran into a house in Northwest Florida. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's deputies say the 28-year-old woman ran the stop sign and went right through an intersection before plowing through someone's front yard and right into their home. The Northwest Florida Daily News reported Tuesday that the driver was cited for reckless driving with property damage. There was only minor damage. What did you say? Just say it. Just say it.
She trusted God for guidance, and clearly, or she listened to her tom-tom too much. What is it?
What's a tom-tom?
The GPS thing.
Oh, I thought those were shoes.
Oh, no. There's Tom's.
Oh.
Yeah, there's Tom's shoes.
I don't like those. Those are like Crocs, aren't they?
We really went off the rails on this one.
At least you could have said, I thought I saw an alligator.
Don't, if whatever you're doing. Whenever you're behind the wheel, if the activity you're considering means you have to close your eyes, don't do it till you're done driving.
Close my eyes. Just spit on my microphone.
Like, does the prayer mean more if your eyes are closed? Like here's my thing. Obviously, prayer is just for you to get centered with whatever your faith is. I get it.
Yeah.
But don't close your eyes if you're operating a 4,000-pound vehicle.
Just hold on for a minute, traffic. I'm just going to pray.
Stop signs be damned.
Was that woman drunk? She was just praying. Oh, my gosh. She was taken to the hospital for evaluation after Thursday's crash. Her name has not been released. Do you think that, though, there's a chance that maybe she just didn't know what the heck she was doing?
Mm.
They didn't say she was intoxicated, so maybe. Oh, gosh. I don't even know how to start with this one. There's so many things here. The bank robbery suspect who covered himself in feces to hide from police. It's not like Predator. We have this. We have the Florida man who fights to keep his cookie-eating Pizza Lovin' Pet Gator. Well, let's go with him. Coconut Grove, Florida, South Florida is in a battle with state wildlife officials to keep his 47-year-old pet gator. He, David Van Buren's, had Gwendolyn for 50 years. The gator loves eating pizza and cookies. It's a 13-foot gator. It's in his backyard on his own property. But neighbors have been complaining because Gwendolyn is not in proper caging. He says his pet is healthy and is unable to escape. The fight is on.
Yeah, he can't run.
Yeah, he can't run. Serpentine! Serpentine! Serpentine right back to the show after this.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Ronstra.
L'horreur de nouveau vient de s'abattre sur la France. À Nice, cette nuit,
French President François Hollande describing the horror of the latest terrorist attack in Nice, France today, saying once again horror has struck France. The truck loaded with hand grenades and other weapons intentionally drove into a crowd gathered to watch fireworks during Bastille Day celebrations. President Obama condemned what he said appears to be a horrific terrorist attack.
In a White House statement, the president said, "The thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the families and loved ones of those killed in Nice." He condemned the attack in the strongest terms and noted the devastating and tragic loss of life. Mr. Obama also directed his team to offer French officials whatever assistance they need in their investigation.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said 80 people have died in the truck attack in the Seaside Avenue of Nice, 18 people in critical condition, numerous others wounded. The driver of the truck was shot dead by police. Now Fox News is reporting two Americans, a father and his son, are among those killed. The identification of the driver is still in progress. The attack in Nice prompted Donald Trump to postpone his announcement of a running mate that was scheduled for Friday. Among those on the short list, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Iowa State University political scientist David Anderson says the running mate pick will be very telling.
I think Trump's VP selection is going to be a first window into whether he is transitioning to a more traditional style campaign.
Pence seems to be the odds-on favorite among some insiders, and Anderson says he would help Trump negate a lack of political experience.
You want somebody to address the presidential candidate's weaknesses, and probably the best person to do that is Mike Pence.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bill Bennett here to tell you about Augusta Precious Metals. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call toll-free 1-855-222-5882. That's 1-855-222-5882 or visit AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits was unchanged last week, remaining at the lowest point since mid-April.
The Labor Department says the weekly benefit applications held steady at 254,000. That follows a decline of 16,000 in the previous week. It was the lowest point since the number fell to 248,000 for the week of April 16th. Weekly claims, which are a proxy for layoffs, have been below 300,000 for 71 consecutive weeks.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In another mark of the health of the labor market, the government reported last week that employers added 287,000 jobs in June, the strongest gain in 8 months, and a sharp rebound after May's anemic payroll gain of just 11,000. The solid June performance eased concerns of a possible economic downturn. Solid earnings reports drove the stock market to another record high Thursday. The Dow rose 134 points to 18,506. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House conservatives have introduced a resolution to impeach IRS Commissioner John Koskinen.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus going around GOP leaders and introducing what's known as a privilege resolution.
House Resolution 828, impeaching John Andrew Koskinen, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Louisiana's John Fleming. The resolution calls for impeaching Koskinen on a litany of charges related to his alleged mishandling of the IRS investigation into the targeting of conservative groups. The motion bypasses House leadership and could force a floor vote, but with the summer recess coming up, that's not likely to occur until sometime in the fall.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The second U.S. Court of Appeals, Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled prosecutors cannot force companies like Microsoft to turn over customer emails and other data stored on servers overseas. News and analysis at townhall.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I'm here to fight back. We as a country need to take a stand to consider the effects of gun violence on families throughout America. And I'm here to urge all of you to join the movement tonight to save innocent lives. We need to rewrite laws to make it harder for the people to get guns. Some progress has been made, but just a few months ago in Tennessee, a law was passed to allow more people to carry guns on college campuses. What sense does that make?
Not lawful.
We need to go in the opposite direction.
We have laws about bad people already who can't get guns. That was at the ESPYs, for crying out loud. You know, I don't come and tell you how to do sports. You don't sit here and lecture me about gun laws. You know what I mean? I mean, we have laws in place already that prevent bad people from getting guns. We need to make a picture book. Oh, my gosh. That'd be so epic. We need to make a picture book about this. Because that's the... If this is what gets me. Kids. Adults on college campuses, they're not mature enough to get guns, but they're mature enough to get abortions as when they're high schoolers. Wait, I know. That I know, right? They're mature enough to get abortions as high schoolers, but they're not mature enough to lawfully carry a firearm when they're college-aged. I know, right? Kind of crazy. Just saying. So this, why did they have to get so, there's no reason to get all political. There's no reason to get all political.
I mean, people hate this from their sports, you know, the people they like in sports and the people they like in movies. Like, they don't, you know, if they don't reflect your own opinion, that's fine. They have their own opinion, but they have a platform that unfortunately spreads the lies faster than truth is able to be spread.
Mm.
And that's what ends up being the problem.
Right. No, I agree. I mean, it is. I mean, this idea that somehow it's law-abiding people are the ones that we need greater restrictions on. She's citing crime that's driven by repeat offenders. Like Alton Sterling. He had already been in jail on a gun charge. He didn't even serve as the minimum mandatory. He didn't serve minimum mandatory for that charge. That was a felony gun charge. He stole a gun and fought with a cop. That was a mandatory, I mean, he didn't do mandatory minimum. He would have still been in jail right now. He should have been in jail for 5 years. He would have been in jail until July 19th of this year. He would have been alive. And guess what? Gets another gun that he's not supposed to have because he's a convicted sex offender. And he has a violent, violent record of assault and battery and domestic abuse, all this stuff. And yet, it fights with cops again. You know,
Yeah, if gun laws aren't enforced, what do you think these people are going to do? They're going to learn that, oh, you know what? Gun charges aren't really anything.
Exactly.
So let's enforce the laws that are on the books and put those penalties at the maximum that are on the books already. And let's see what happens at that point instead of restricting already law-abiding citizens' rights.
Right. Audio soundbite 17, the Cleveland police chief says they're not going to restrict anybody from open carrying during the RNC. Listen.
We're not going to restrict anybody's constitutional rights.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says his officers are prepared to deal with the possibility that many of the people on the streets during the GOP convention could be armed.
People in this state have a right to open carry. There is a Second Amendment to the Constitution. We understand that. And our officers are prepared. They're used to seeing that in downtown Cleveland for different events.
Now, see, there's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with open carrying. There's nothing wrong about it. It's
lawful.
It's lawful, exactly. People are, oh my gosh, they're going to be carrying guns at the RNC. Oh,
I just never understood why ignorance is the replacement for somehow logic.
Mm.
Like, you know, you're ignorant about guns and the laws, yet you think you're using logic by taking away other people's rights.
Yeah, well, that's not logic at all. I mean, not at all. This one Democrat representative, and I mentioned this, CNS News had this story. Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Joe Crowley from New York. He says thorough background checks would lead law enforcement to deny guns to those with criminal thoughts. What? Isn't that like Minority Report?
Exactly what it is, actually.
I was trying to remember the plot of Minority Report. That was because it had Tom Cruise in it, and I was watching it. I was like, oh, it's Tom Cruise. I can't watch anymore. He has an age, by the way, which is really terrifying.
That. I think that's what Scientology does.
There's like a little bit of Dorian Gray. He's like the guy, he's got a portrait somewhere where there's an aged Tom Cruise in it. And he's, you know, because if you look at the women he's dated in the past, they've all aged. All the guys his age. Like, look at Val Kilmer and him. Oh, my gosh.
He may suck the youth out of those people. Things
I'm
how it
wondering.
Works.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
I don't know a lot about Scientology, but, man.
But this is what... I don't know if it's... I don't know. People are free to do whatever religion they want to do. I just think he might be a vampire.
I'm with you on that.
Pretty sure he's a vampire. But this is Democratic Caucus Vice Chair... Golly, the title. This dude from New York, and you know he's from New York, and he says, look, he's like, you know, we got to stop. We got to have these thorough background checks that we're going to deny people that have criminal thoughts. He actually said this. Listen.
The issue of gun violence is not going to go away.
Like
we know that. What we do know is that there will be more people killed by guns and people who ought not to have those weapons because a thorough background check was not in place to make sure that people who have mental incapacity, who have terrorist thoughts,
he has no idea what
who
he's
have
about.
Criminal thoughts,
he has no idea what he's talking about.
Or records or behavior that would lead law enforcement to deny them
law
access to those weapons. That's what we're looking for. That's what the American people are looking for.
That's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for people who think bad thoughts. You're thinking bad thoughts right now.
Yeah, and you can just take me down for thinking bad thoughts. And how
every
do you
time
prove?
I hear Nickelback, I think of bad thoughts.
How do you prove someone's thinking bad?
Every time I hear Demi Lovato, I think of bad thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I know. We have Yeah, I always think of bad thoughts with that. But this situation, I don't know. I mean, that's like thought crime.
You can't do this. You cannot do this.
Does he know how background checks work?
Like they've already assaulted the First Amendment. Now, I mean, isn't thought part of that? Like, isn't thought protected in some way? Like, because
well,
you're
I
not...
thought. I mean, right now it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it is.
And by the way, opinion. So fall into the Second Amendment.
Well, how are you going to police thought?
Or in the First Amendment.
He's talking about a background check is going to catch criminal thoughts. How does that even work?
It's not going to. That's the thing.
We're
going to
run you through the thought-pollator?
Unless he's talking
the
about...
The thought extrapolator?
Unless he's
3000?
Talking about profiling.
Oh, but that's racist.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
How
so,
dare you bring that up?
If he is...
You just thought some bad thoughts. It's going to come up in your background check when we look for your bad thoughts.
But there it is. I mean, that's where we're going if we're to believe this guy. Seriously.
His tie's crooked. The
profiling
whole time that he was
way.
In that video, I had to watch his video twice because the first time I was totally distracted by his totally crooked tie.
Right.
His bright pink crooked tie. That's not a coral or salmon color. That's
no,
pink, dude.
That's pink.
Yo, that's Pepto-Bismol pink. Right? That's super pink. But he says he apparently doesn't know how background checks work. He's like, we need laws that we already have on the books that I'm totally unaware of.
Right.
Those laws. We need them. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
Audio soundbite three. So D.L. Hewley and Megyn Kelly, he was on Megyn Kelly's show last night. They did not agree on Ferguson. Listen to this soundbite.
We saw this happen with Michael Brown of Ferguson.
And we still don't know the facts there. Well, we have a police officer's word and a grand jury's word.
No, we have the Department of Justice's word.
The Department of Justice shut down Ferguson. Ferguson had to be shut down because it was so corrupt.
The Department of Justice found that the police office, that the police there had endemic racism. They found that.
Right.
But they also exonerated Officer Derrick Wilson.
That's not a...
And they found Hands Up, Don't Shoot was a lie.
Let me ask you something.
And that Michael Brown was the aggressor.
Wow. Here's what I'll say.
Don't wow me.
Don't tell me not to wow you. I can say wow if I want to. And
that
I'll
is
wow.
What they found
you.
Deal. So, he tried to, I'll wow if I want
he
to.
He needs to stick to comedy and Disney movies.
Yeah. He was like, nobody saw he was going after it. First off, not only did the DOJ say that he went for the gun, but you had two independent forensic reports. One that was in cooperation with the Brown family that was done with the DOJ. You had the coroner's report, the forensic report. You had another independent forensic report as well. And you know what their findings were? Was that the gunpowder residue that was and the burn that he sustained on his hand in a particular point on his hand, I believe it was between the forefinger and the thumb, were completely consistent with going for grabbing a gun and firing that firearm because he had his finger in the trigger guard. He had injuries on his hand completely that proved that he had his hand on that officer's gun.
And D.L. Hewley is a science denier.
Why do you hate science so bad for? I mean, that's God's honest truth right there. So let's stop sitting here perpetuating a lie. It's God's honest truth. Quentin Tarantino is going to call it quit after two more movies. He said he's retiring, that he only ever wanted to make 10. He wanted to only film 10 films before retiring from movie making altogether. He reaffirmed that plan, saying, I'm going to stop at 10, so it'll be two more, this according to Variety. He says, I don't know what other, I'm interested to see what other movies he makes. I want another, something similar to Death Proof. That was a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all times.
Yeah, I dig his movies. I don't like his political stances, but I do dig his movies.
I've got to share with you the dumbest story in the history of stories. So I have a story similar to this. When we took some friends of ours floating one time, and they have never been floating, and they were freaking out because it was getting dusky dark, and they thought, oh, my gosh, I just can't even. So this took place in Michigan. Muskegon County, Michigan.
Muskegon,
excuse me. Muskegon. I'll wow if I want to wow.
I used to live just south
Muskegon.
Of there. That's why I know.
Three women went on a fishing, or they went on a tubing trip. They were rescued 20 hours later after a fisherman heard their cries. They were all 20 years old. They've never been tubing in their life. They thought it would be fun. So they bought some tubes, and they headed to a launch site at Maple Island Road Bridge. They were informed by somebody at the bridge that the river goes in a circle, and if they put in there, they'd come back to their car. Not knowing anything, they set off on their adventure. 6 hours later, with darkness closing in, their car nowhere to be found, they decided to get out on the riverbank, where they ended up spending the night. They said they hugged a tree all night, yelling for help. About noon on Wednesday, a fisherman floating on the river heard their cries for help and investigated and called 911. They discovered that the women had traveled roughly 3 miles.
Just 3 miles?
They didn't go far enough to get out. I know.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding you. They said they're never going tubing again. We did that before. We took some friends with us that had never been tubing.
Yeah.
And we knew it was, I mean, it was like, we're like, dude, we're going to be out here 6 hours. We'll be out at dusk. And they were freaking out. And they wanted to get out. And they called the police. They actually called the camp. And they had somebody with a truck, because there was literally a highway on the other side. We were on a Hoosaw River in Missouri. And they wanted somebody to shine a light on the river while they went. And myself and my husband and some other our friends were like, we're just going to go up. We pull out right up here.
Some people just don't know how to handle nature.
It was crazy.
They just don't.
It was the funniest thing in the world. I saw the story, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. These people. Someone sent this over to me. Thank you for that. Oh, God love them. Folks, if you want to kick your coffee habit, which actually increases your blood pressure. I didn't realize that. It's not good. Coffee can actually increase your blood pressure. Replace your coffee because I know you drink more than one cup a day. You drink like 50. Do a glass of Super Beats instead of 50 cups of coffee. It will change your life. I do Super Beats every day. I do one shot. Sometimes I put it in with yogurt as well. Super Beats is a functional food for circulation. You drink it. It's loaded with dietary nitrates that produces nitric oxide in the body. That's where you get your real energy. You get an all-day boost in energy and stamina within 20 minutes of drinking this, and it actually helps to support healthy blood pressure. Now, Super Beats is also packed with electrolytes and antioxidants. You mix it in water, get a jitter-free energy boost you feel in as little as 20 minutes. And Super Beats doesn't taste like vegetables. Has a mild berry flavor. You will love the taste, and you'll love how it works. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, plus a free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. Free shipping, too. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
We hear lots of debate about government picking winners and losers, but most Americans don't realize how extensive taxpayer-funded subsidies really are. A look through the lens of liberty reminds us that the first principle of American democracy is that all men are created equal, and all are entitled to equal treatment under the law. So why should taxpayers provide billions in subsidies to giant corporations like General Motors, Google, Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Disney, even retailers like Walmart, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bed Bath & Beyond? Subsidies are intended to help particular industries and encourage particular behavior, but they can only encourage one by discouraging others. And they threaten not only our economy, but the essential foundations of freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. Power has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. I will be signing copies of this book in Orlando tomorrow at the Books A Million from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And then we will be in other cities. You can find out where. Go to the events tab, DanaRadio.com. Coming up, we're going to speak to one of the Missouri gubernatorial candidates, John Bruner. I'm fascinated because this race has turned into a giant Days of Our Lives episode, and everybody's slap fighting and accusing. There's like, you took money from a guy who had sex slaves, and someone challenged somebody else to a fight, and it's just, I don't even know where to start with it, man. All I know is that, like, I think Eric Greitens has crazy eyes. That's all I know.
Yeah, I think that's been proven.
I don't know. Have we ever had? I think we've had Bruner on the show one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had him. I think maybe twice. No, I'm thinking back years, like handful of years. I think maybe twice.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So this, anyway, he's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about that because they had a debate, and apparently there were accusations that went everywhere, and oh my goodness. So we'll get into all of that, and then of course we have Today in Stupidity. A lot of good stuff coming up. So this, a few things. We were talking about how tomorrow the Trump camp is set to announce their VP pick. Everybody's assuming that this is going to be Pence. It's going to be Pence. They already have cameras set up outside the governor's mansion. And they're all thinking, oh, it looks like it's going to be Mike Pence. He had, some sources are saying that he's already abandoned his, or not abandoned, but he stopped his gubernatorial bid in Indiana. So that's what some, I love how some sources say. Some sources say your music tastes are horrible. No, they, but they're saying that he's not going to be going for the gubernatorial bid, as it were. So we have this to get into. Also, you know how you have people like George Clooney and others who are like, we need to take in more Syrian refugees, and it's so ignorant that you guys aren't doing it. Well, apparently, him and all of his neighbors, they're saying that Lake Cuomo, where he has this like little house on the lake, like by little, I mean ginormous mansion, it's being ruined by these migrants. Yeah, we have that for you as well. Up next, gubernatorial candidate John Bruner. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way? Share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. On KCNR 1460.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Staley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines.
I love the aquatic training program at Willgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Willgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Willgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Willgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Willgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Willgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Major Garrett had asked whether or not it had asked Newt Gingrich if he would consider being chief of staff, and Gingrich had said, no, it's too time-consuming because it's not a in-front-of-the-camera kind of role. I don't think. I know Newt. I've known Newt for a long time. Newt wants to be out there more than that. I tell you, this election is shaping up, not just the presidential election, but when you look at the Senate, when you look at the House of Representatives, I know Indiana with Evan Bayh, they're going to be in for a handful. They're going to lose that seat to Democrats. And then when you look at the gubernatorial races across the country, I always tell people, keep your eye on these gubernatorial races, because this is where you will eventually at one point, this is what feeds the pool of presidential candidates. You get governors always statistically have a better shot. I mean, statistically, that may be out the window after this election, but they always in the past have had a better shot because their jobs as governors are uniquely similar to that of the White House, just on a smaller scale, to the President of the United States. It's just on a smaller scale. And a lot of governors' races are kind of bland and everybody likes a good race, right? The Missouri gubernatorial race in my home state, it has been insane. For evidence of this, I just point you towards hashtag MoGov on Twitter, where it is nothing but a slap fight between operatives and consultants. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And you all know that I've been incredibly forthright as to where I am on certain candidates. Catherine Hanaway is in the race. She's not going to win. She didn't have a shot in Hades of winning. Eric Greitens, who I made my opinion on him quite clear. John Bruner, who I think is a great guy. I've met him, and he's actually going to be on the program here in just a second. I like Bruner. I think he's a good guy. Kendra, who I've come out for in support of. There are candidates that I like and some candidates that I think are just kind of crazy. Joining us right now, John Bruner, who is a businessman. He's also a veteran, and he is a candidate for Missouri governor. And I think the last time, and John, it's always good to talk with you, I think the last time that I saw you, I was leaving. I was still living in St. Louis, and I was leaving, and you made sure to come over, and you handed me some hand sanitizer. And I don't know if you know how much I love hand sanitizer, but that was like you were just right after my heart right there. I have to share that with you. Welcome to the show.
Good to be with you. You know, in the Marine Corps, they say lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'm ready to lead. And yes, our company makes hand sanitizer. I've been in business for 30 years. But I think the last time was at CPAC. You were doing a great job there.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was exciting. Boy, has a lot changed since then. And there's a lot of attention, as you just said, on the national politics and who's going to be the vice president and what is Donald Trump going to say next. But I truly believe, as you were saying, we can take our country back one state at a time, and it begins right here in Missouri. And in any governor's race, that is the key to changing this country.
Mm. And I noticed, too, that in the news recently, there's been increased attention on Missouri because of the right to work and workers' freedoms and all of that. Richard Trumka had sent out this. It was a memo that had Trumka's name on, and it was sent out by AFL-CIO. And they were saying, look, Missouri's going to be the battleground coming up, particularly with regards to worker freedom and with regards to jobs. And where do you stand on all of that? Because I know that that's been a tough fight, even for Republicans, because you're going for an office in Missouri where even the Republicans are kind of at each other's throats in the state legislature. It's like herding cats.
Well, you're exactly right. This is really going to be ground zero. The Washington Post has listed the governor's race in Missouri to be the number two race in the nation, and there'll be a big fight here. There'll be a fight between Chris Koster, who is a guy who is a longtime politician, pro-labor, pro-trial lawyer. They have a lot of money piled up there. And the contrast that we're going to offer in this race is John Bruner, a business guy who creates jobs, not someone who kills jobs, not a liberal insider, but a constitutional outsider, not a politician, but a Marine. That's the contrast that we're going to take to this battle here in November and win. But we have a primary, and that's 19 days away. We've got to get through this primary. And, you know, all these attacks and all, I had that same experience when I ran for the U.S. Senate. Harry Reid and Claire McCaskill came into our primary, and right now we have outside PACs spending millions of dollars attacking me. It's just unbelievable. And I'm the one guy that can't be bought.
And I have to ask you about that, because I know that you had a debate last night, and we've talked about it on the show. Yesterday, I had someone who was affiliated with your campaign. They're no longer affiliated with your campaign, Paul Holzer. And it's not even so much Holzer. There are a number of Navy SEALs, former SEALs, who have been speaking out publicly. Some of them are just about to speak out publicly. There is a petition going. They have been unhappy with one of the entrants in the race. And with full disclosure, I played the audio of that call that you, between yourself and Eric Greitens, when that happened. And at first, until that call, I did not have an opinion really negative or positive of Greitens. I didn't know who he was. Nobody knew who he was. I knew that he was affiliated with the DCCC. I knew he was recruited by Democrats. He was a Democrat until very recently, just a couple of years ago. And that's all I knew of the guy. I thought, well, maybe, you know, he had a change of heart. And then I heard that audio between the two of you. We played that for about 2 or 3 days because I've never heard anything like that in my life. And I've never been able to ask your thoughts on that because he was challenging you to a fight. And that just seemed to be... You served in the Marine Corps. That just seemed to be a little bit unbecoming for someone to challenge. I would never challenge a Marine to a fight, I'm just saying. But give me your thoughts on that. That was crazy.
Well, I know this old Marine down in Springfield, Missouri, and I asked him, I said, how many Navy SEALs does it take to equal one Marine? And he said, not enough of them. And but, you know, that was months and months ago. But, you know, that was the third phone call. The second call was really bad. And the third one, I thought, oh, my word, what is wrong with this guy? And I was just trying to say, let's meet. Let's get a cup of coffee. You know, no need for yelling and screaming. But, this guy has a past. He can run from it, but he can't hide from it. I mean, he was applauding Obama at the floor there in the convention.
Yeah.
At the same time, I was struggling to keep the jobs on the plant floor. And, you know, he decided to switch parties and switching parties and then running for the top office. I mean, we're the show me state. Why don't you show who you are? Why don't you get involved? Why don't you help other candidates? Welcome to the party. But anyway, you're right, as your earlier comments, there's three of us good Republicans here. Peter Kinder and I have become very good friends. I've got to know and respect Catherine Hanaway. We're all lifetime constitutional conservatives. We care about the state. And the reason I'm leading in the polls, not by much but by a little, is that folks are looking for the outsider, the businessman. If this is the year of the Donald Trump, the outsider, maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah, and one more question on that angle. Why is it that you have Eric Greitens who seems specifically focused on you? Because that, to me, to pick a battle with someone, you know, you're a business guy, you have a lot of support in the state. I don't know that you've ever not gotten along with anybody. Or I would say probably you and Kinder are the more agreeable candidates I think I've ever met. You guys almost really aren't politicians. I don't know why anybody would. I don't know what the fixation is with you.
You know, Eric is a guy who sent out a video of blowing things up. I'm always about building things, building teams, building, pulling people together, whether it's a platoon commander in the Marine Corps or on the plant floor for 30 years or in the mission fields. It's all about building teams. You know, this individual, he is looking to jumpstart a career. And I think he desperately wants this job. For me, I want to do the job. And there's a big difference between wanting the job and doing the job. I'm volunteering. I'm taking decades of experience. I'm taking everything I learned and my success in business and want to apply it across the state of Missouri. I'm a lifetime constitutional conservative. We got to get back to those core principles. So, you know, there are people there who unfortunately tend to think more about themselves than about the citizens that they want to elect. And, you know, and you've heard this over and over again, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you, you know. And what happens when they get elected? They're not fighting because they're too indebted to the big dollar donors. Yeah, I can't be bought. That's what it's coming down to. There's 19 days. I tell you, folks, I can use all the help and prayers and support at johnbruner.com. We have a great chance to make a great example and encouragement and influence for across this country. If I can win this primary, then I know we're going to win the general.
Last question for you. With everything that we have seen in the news and with the, you know, I live in Dallas now. St. Louis is my hometown, though. All my family is still Missouri, specifically in the Ozarks. What after the Dallas incident, after Ferguson, then after Dallas, and after everything we've seen in Baltimore, it feels tense right now. There's a study that came out just today. New York Times wrote about it, saying that race relations are worse now than they've ever been. And I know in Missouri's feeling it too. I know that there are protests planned for Friday in a number of different cities. Ferguson's back on that list. Not having been alive in the 60s, I have people telling me who were they with their experience and saying, look, it's bad. It's bad right now with tensions. You're running for the highest office in the state of Missouri. How, as a governor, what leadership role can the governor take in sort of de-escalating these tensions in the state of Missouri and maybe bringing back some unity?
It has to take leaders. It has to take the right president of the United States. It has to take the right governor. People look to leaders in tough times. You better have a leader who's deeply rooted in core principles, who's demonstrated the ability to pull teams and people together. My business was located in a very economically depressed area. As a St. Louis person, you know where Wilson is, not just a few miles from Ferguson. But while other places were shutting down, we built jobs, build opportunities, careers for people. You know, there's a lot of law and order in a job. And so the sense of desperate hopelessness, it takes somebody who's actually been there. You know, these politicians, they run to Ferguson, they do the photo ops. They're well-meaning. Okay, I get that. But I've actually been there, worked with folks for decades here, and that's what it's going to take. Somebody who can reach across the aisle, have a conversation, figure out what we can agree on, but have strong leadership, stand with our local police. At the same time, we need help in terms of the whole judicial system and taking a fresh look. The public defender's offices need some more resources here, but you said it exactly right. There's not a more important time to elect a leader who's been through the crucible of life's experiences. And this is what our founding fathers expected. People who have spent time in industry or business or engineering or education to volunteer their time. And we're going to have challenging times. I'm afraid it's going to get rougher before it gets better. I'm up to the challenge. It's going to take a team effort. It's going to take bringing Missouri together when we can do the job. I really believe it with all my heart. I'm a man of faith, and it's going to take a lot of prayer.
Well, we appreciate you being on with us. The website's johnbruner.com. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you again for your service. We'll be watching the race.
Thank you for all your support, and let's defend this Constitution.
Thanks so much for being on. JohnBruner.com is the website. And if you want to follow along with the Missouri governor stuff on Twitter, you can go to hashtag MoGov as well. Man, he had some. I still don't know why anybody. He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. I mean, there's and I like, by the way, I want to point out that that he's one of those politicians, because I came out for Kinder a long time ago. I just prefer Kinder. But he's one of those politicians who's, you know what, you may prefer someone else, and I'm still so respectful of that. And he doesn't hold it, you know, because some politicians hold it against you. He's one of the very few who doesn't. And he and Kinder are actually friendly, which I thought, you know, you don't see that a lot. I think that's really cool. I wish that you almost wish that whoever, you know, governor, lieutenant governor, maybe something like that. I know that's not how it works in the state, but anyway. You know, it's very interesting. So, they're good. They're good guys. In the meantime, 844-344-DANA is the number to join the program. I'll be in Orlando, by the way, coming up tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Quick break. We have Today in Stupidity up next.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank out the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors. They include Russell Cleaning Service for carpet cleaning, the Shasta Athletic Club to keep you really fit, and Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, your good neighbor agent in Reading. Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through 8th grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Happening, Dana's on it.
It's out.
The Dana Show.
So, Britain has a new prime minister. She's a lady. I'm just reporting that how the BBC would. Because they all report everything like this. This is how they always say everything. Theresa May, the new PM with the Conservative Party in Britain, but don't think, you know, it's not like a Conservative, like, you know, Conservative Party. I mean, there's a difference there. Anyway, Theresa May became Britain's second ever female prime minister. There are also major changes happening in the cabinet and elsewhere. And Daily Mail runs a story. Now, you ladies, you want to talk about the sex card for a moment? You want to actually, all you whiny social justice brats out there, do you want to have, here's a, and again, Conservative Party in Britain does not mean the same thing as conservative in the United States. It would basically be Democrat over here. They're not socialists, all right, like the other party. It's not UKIP, but it's, you know, it still is what it is. But it's more conservative than the socialists in Britain. So they went and they were talking about her boots and her dresses. Actually, I don't care. I think, fine, go ahead and talk about her boots and dresses. I think she dresses, I like the way she dresses, personally. If you can't wear a colorful trench coat and some thigh-high leather boots, then what's, you know, and she wears leopard kitten heels, I like it. Back off. Of course, I also like how Helena Bonham Carter dresses, but nobody touches the fair queen that is Daphne Guinness. I don't ask me how I know all of this stuff. I have no idea. Anyway, one of the things that always amazes me, by the way, but, whenever I have anybody from any, but whenever we talk anything Greetings or Greetings thing on, we always have people like the little operatives in Missouri from the state of, from my home state who want to jump in. And so I quoted at one point because I said, okay, well, what team did Eric Greetings serve on? Because it's all about team with SEALs. And I had one, and this is where it's name and shame, Connor Norman, who is in Missouri. And this is where you guys need to be real. And I'll extend him some grace because he's a newbie, but let this be a lesson in being a keyboard warrior. Connor Norman came out and was just like, oh, well, it's not like you see in Hollywood. You don't have to serve on a team to be a SEAL. These are actual criticisms from actual Navy SEALs. So if you want to smear them to their faces, people like, I don't know, my friend Jared Ogden, people like Drago, people, a number of them that haven't even been made public. If you want to smear them to their faces, by all means, but I suggest you mind your tongue. And I also suggest that Eric Greeton staffers who did not serve maybe mind their tongues and not smear SEAL team members who did and are exercising their First Amendment rights. I'm really tired of that. I mean, you're training. I'm really tired of this stuff. And all of these people who are out there doing this keyboard warring, who are you guys? I'm sorry, I didn't see you out there when we were busting our butt in 2009 and 2010. I didn't see you out there in our fight against the backdoor collection of biometric data in my home state. I didn't see you out there when we were fighting the Department of Justice when they were trying to create a backdoor gun registry. In fact, I haven't seen you do anything except wear a little starched shirt and tie and go to little country club Republican meetings while the rest of us were actually busting our ass out in the streets. So the next time you want to condescend to someone who knows more and who has done more, I suggest you take a more respectful tone. Otherwise, you shut up and you know your role. Are we clear? Because I do not suffer fools. I'll extend some grace, but you all need to watch yourselves, and Greetings needs some better staffers. This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's an embarrassment to the campaign, and it's embarrassment to the office of governor in the state of Missouri. Now, it's time for today in stupidity.
Amen, by the way. All right, cut six on our audio sheet. Headline News has a guest who compares the shooter of these Dallas cops, the five cops that died, the shooter, they compared him to the kid who finally punches the bully?
What?
Pretend like this is daycare or elementary school, and there is a bully that is kicking your butt every single day that you go to class. And finally, after you get in your butt kicked so many times, somebody rushes in and knocks that bully down.
So the cops are bullies, right? Cops are
bullies. I don't even, that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense. All right, folks. This is Dana on the Blaze. Make sure you watch 5 p.m. Flyover Nation. I'll be in Orlando tomorrow. Book signing 6:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Chaos in Nice, France Thursday as crowds were celebrating Bastille Day. A man in a truck loaded with weapons and explosives plowed into the crowd, killing some 80 people and wounding dozens of others. Kayla Rapan was visiting from South Florida with her fiancé, says they were going to get something to eat as the celebration was wrapping up, and that's when panic broke out.
I just saw someone running and screaming. We had heard, I heard what I thought were fireworks still. I mean, the fireworks show had ended, but we just assumed they were fireworks still going off. But then really shortly after that, I saw people running.
The driver of the truck was shot dead by police. His identity still unknown. The Paris prosecutor's office has opened a terrorism investigation. Fox News reports two Americans, a father and his son, were among those killed. On the Fox News Channel's O'Reilly Factor, Donald Trump says if he's elected president, he'll ask Congress for a declaration of war on the Islamic State. Trump says NATO should be used, quote, for a purpose like fighting the military group. Meanwhile, President Obama is offering France any assistance they may need to investigate the attack and bring those responsible to justice. Senior U.S. national security officials say they're worried about the potential for violence at the Republican National Convention next week in Cleveland.
I am concerned about the prospect of demonstrations getting out of hand. I am concerned about the possibility of violence.
During a testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the government's taking steps to prevent anything from happening.
We have to be concerned about things getting out of hand, very definitely, but there will be a lot of security and a lot of preparation in place.
Johnson says there will be 4,000 U.S. government security personnel in Cleveland. News and analysis at townhall.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The Bank of England's held the United Kingdom's main interest rate at 0.5%, despite speculation it would cut rates.
Before the referendum, the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney warned that a decision to leave the EU would adversely affect the British economy. He has since said some of the risks have started to crystallise, so a cut in interest rates was widely expected to provide some stimulus. But despite identifying a number of signs suggesting economic activity is likely to weaken, the bank decided not to act yet. But the committee does expect to take steps at its next meeting, action which could be in the form of a cut in interest rates from what is already an all-time low.
BBC correspondent Andrew Walker. U.S. Navy's top admiral making a three-day visit to China, meeting with his Chinese counterpart at a time when Beijing's rejected an international tribunal's ruling that invalidated its expansive claims in the South China Sea. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she regrets what she calls her, quote, ill-advised public criticism of Donald Trump.
In a statement issued by the court, Justice Ginsburg says judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. She promises to be more restrained in the future. Justice Ginsburg told the Associated Press last week that she did not want to think about the prospect of Donald Trump winning the presidency. She escalated her criticism of Trump in later media interviews, calling him, in her words, a faker. Some experts in legal ethics believe Ginsburg may have crossed the line. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The former chairman of the agency that controls New York City area airports faces up to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to using his post to get United Airlines to provide direct air service to make it easier to get to his vacation home. David Sampson could get between probation to 24 months in prison. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
This is Brand Meyer. Call 844-4JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brand Meyer Show.
How, how, how. Yesterday, Buzz, you were telling me something. I like to learn from you. And yesterday I learned that we have a law here in the United States called wet foot, dry foot.
It's a policy, not a law.
Oh, it's not a law. So if the migrants come in, I'm just going to say it without reading. I'm going to try to see if I recall.
Right.
If migrants come in from like Cuba, okay, they come in. If they land their boat and they run out of their boat and they jump and they touch their feet on dry land, you can't tag them.
Dry foot. That's right.
Dry foot.
They get to stay.
That is the weirdest.
You know, and not just their foot. I mean, they call it dry foot, but if you got your hand there.
Like I'm free. Like it's because right. I'm thinking about that again, and then I'm seeing the report on the Cuban migrant who was shot 16 times with rubber bullets by the Coast Guard, trying to stop him from playing the game. Dry foot, wet foot, yeah. Dry foot.
Yeah. Did he make it?
A group of 11 Cuban migrants arrived on Hollywood Beach. Their arrivals are becoming more and more frequent, and their attempts at reaching land are becoming more desperate.
I don't think we should allow a game to be played. It seems like a game. Let me see if I can answer
like
your question. It doesn't. When you're saying it, I'm going, well, wait
right
a minute.
Dry foot.
Wet foot, dry foot. Hold on.
This is the Coast Guard. Wet foot, dry foot. We got that guy. 16 rubber bullets. Come on. Try us. We're awesome.
Hit by rubber bullets about 16 times, Luis Leo, one of the Cuban migrants who arrived, showed us his injuries. He's part of a group you see in this video. On water, he says the Coast Guard threw rope at their engine to keep them from coming ashore.
See how good they are? Coast Guard knows how to play the game. Throw rope, dismantle the engine. This is a great game.
Hope the people in that boat don't have a gun.
Well, I wonder if that's allowed in the laws.
You know, I mean...
This is the Coast Guard. You better not have a gun. That's not in the laws of the new game, Wet Foot, Dry Foot.
You disable somebody's engine. That seems life-threatening, and you could protect yourself.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
No,
Cubans coming across, they can't... Then that's the game. That's a game-breaker.
Right.
That's not good. They have to do instant replay. Who started it? Who threw the rope in the engine? I mean, you know, sometimes when you talk about these things... And you hear yourself hearing yourself talk about these things. You go, is this really wet foot, dry foot?
Yeah.
Is a policy. Cubans who are intercepted at sea are sent back, while those who reach land are allowed to stay.
That's right.
I win.
That's right.
Wait, and then his family's in the boat. Wait. Wait a minute. Too bad. I won. I told you to learn how to swim faster.
What about the guy that got hit 16 times? Did he make it? Sounds like he made it. He's being interviewed.
Back to Local 10 News in Florida.
That's where he says he was shot.
Creo que hicieron lo correcto.
The 44.
What'd he say, actor?
They did the right thing.
He said he did the right thing?
Oh, the cops did the right thing.
Oh, they shot him 16 times with a rubber bullet.
According to him, that was the right thing.
Hold on a minute. I'm going to start this from the beginning because... Wait a minute. Is this a guy who's playing wet foot, dry foot?
Well, he's,
I don't think he's playing, but yes.
Well, it's the game they're playing in Florida. Hollywood Beach, Florida. Cuban man among 11 immigrants coming ashore. Hollywood Beach over the weekend. Said he was struck 16 times with the Coast Guard playing wet foot, dry foot.
And the Coast Guard gets all the weapons. And
right.
Course,
it's not even fair.
I know. It's not fair.
What if they pick teams? I picked that Cuban. He seems like he can swim. I want him. Okay, let me hear. Hector, I'll stop when they're saying something I don't understand, which is even in English. Most of it I don't.
Hit by rubber bullets about 16 times, Luis Leo, one of the Cuban migrants who arrived, showed us his injuries. He's part of a group you see in this video. On water, he says the Coast Guard threw rope at their engine to keep them from coming ashore. That's where he says he was shot.
Creo que hicieron lo correcto.
The 44-year-old thinks police did the right thing.
What are you saying? Well, he said Hector was right. Wait a minute, he got shot 16 times with rubber bullets. Why is that the right thing?
It is for him.
According to the rule, maybe it goes on to say, according to the rules of wet foot, dry foot.
And maybe he made it.
They're talking to him on Local 10 News in Florida.
Like, he's not, you know, they're not interviewing him in the water.
He's lying in like some kind of buoy. He's sitting on the buoy. He can't get in, but yet he's got welts all over his body that the Coast Guard threw on him with the rubber bullets. He's
getting ready to make another run for it.
like Blake Lively in the shallows. All right, hold on.
Trying to keep them from reaching land, but they weren't going to give up. Hollywood police were waiting for the 11 migrants, 10 men, one a woman. One of them was tased because they had been warned the migrants had knives on board. The knives on board, migrants say, were there for survival. When we fish, he says, we need a knife to descale the fish. We never wanted to hurt anyone.
Bueno, no disgustó eso porque nunca pensamos.
This what do you say?
I said something about no, because they weren't thinking.
Because he had a knife that he was going to descale fish with if he didn't win and get on dry land. He was going to have to be out there for a while. Or maybe he was going to eat that on the land. Who knows?
Well, they had to make the trip from Cuba. That's 90 miles in the water.
Yeah,
you got to eat.
You got to have a knife at least.
Right.
And the Coast Guard has guns with rubber bullets in it. This is an unfair fight.
And tasers.
And tasers. This is not a good game.
Tasers don't seem safe around the water to me.
Right.
I mean, that spells a tragedy.
We get more from one shot.
Right. If you get tasered and you're in the ocean trying to get out of, play wet foot, dry foot, you're going to just end up just getting shocked. Hey, you're almost here. Looks like you didn't make it. Sorry about that. Oh, here comes your brother. Oh, he didn't make it either.
Yeah, well, we don't know who made it, though. We still don't know if this guy made it.
Wait, hold on a minute. I'm sorry, I'm still fascinated by the wet foot, dry foot game. Hold on, let's see if he made, because this is a...
See if he won the game.
Yeah, this is critical. This isn't some kind of game. It's a life or death game.
Right.
That's what I wanted to say.
Migrant from another boat says they never thought American authorities would do this to Cubans seeking freedom. The two separate groups left Cuba together, but drifted apart at sea. They ran out of food and water, and they're just thankful to be here, thankful to be alive.
He doesn't answer my question.
They don't tell you.
Look at this. All the migrants were taken to a hospital for medical evaluation.
They're in.
They made it.
They made it.
Yahoo! They made it.
16 rubber bullets the guy ate.
What do you want for nothing, rubber bullets? Right. What do you want for nothing, rubber bullets?
You're going to want to come by here real bad. Real bad.
America.
Wait a minute. I think that is some... Why don't... If this is real, and once again, it's not a made-up game that I thought Buzz made up.
No, it's not made up. It's a made-up thing by the State Department.
Wet foot, dry foot. Cubans who are intercepted at sea, they get sent back. Sorry, didn't make it. Those who reach land are allowed to stay. Why couldn't you do that with all of our borders? Building a wall, that's too much trouble. Who's going to build a wall? You're not going to build any wall. But a game. That you play, where you have to crawl. If you crawl across and you touch something, maybe you ring a bell. I don't know, because now, by the way, I know what you're saying. Hey, Johnny, that sounds stupid what you're saying, yeah. As always. But I'll tell you something. Is it any stupider than wet foot, dry foot? Tell me that. It's not. It's the same stupid game, and they're doing it right now. And these cops were waiting for these 10 men and one woman to reach the shore. One got stunned with the laser. Next thing you know, boom.
I mean, which of those Hollywood policemen is going to take down the woman? Or shoot the woman with the rubber bullet. Make sure you take her out of it.
Well, it's just a rubber bullet. I'll just taser her. Just taser her, the woman. I'm not shooting her. And it's just a game. Rubber bullets. I don't know if I've ever been hit with one. I'm certain I haven't. I guess that's something I wouldn't even have to ask myself out loud. Have I ever been hit with a rubber bullet?
You remember.
Yeah, that's something you just go, oh, yeah, I was hit with a rubber.
So, you want to?
No, I do not. Have you ever been hit with one?
No, but I've been hit with a paintball gun.
Paintball, that hurt?
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, I'm assuming that rubber bullets hurt worse. More than that, but worse, they hurt. Worse. They leave you a welt.
You play paintball?
Yes.
What do you get out of that?
That seems like a great game. I'd play that.
Oh, let's play that then.
All right.
With rubber bullets.
No.
Tasers? What about tasers?
We're drifting away from wet foot driving.
Hey, drifting away. That's right. Just like the ones, the Cuban migrants, that didn't make it in wet foot, dry foot.
A group of 11 Cuban migrants arrived on Hollywood Beach. Their arrivals are becoming more and more frequent, and their attempts at reaching land are becoming more desperate.
Yeah. It's a game. Think about it. Wet foot, dry foot. It's no fun. Being an illegal
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt, still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde is worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde is worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Napa has the family of Castro motor oils on sale starting at $3.39 a quart for conventional. So if you drive a family hauler, a cruiser, a grocery getter, a midlife crisis mobile, a clunker, a sweet van, or anything else you don't have to plug in at night, Napa has a Castro oil on sale for you starting at $3.39 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. 800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Jonathan. Jonathan.
As
have something to say but no time to talk? Send us an email.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Brandmeyershow@gmail.com.
Yeah. Some requests for the song, brandmeyershow@gmail.com, from the song written by the two lawyers, two Texas lawyers who wrote a song called Don't Eat Your Weed.
sounds funny.
And I will try to get to that song in just a second. But, you know, I can't stop thinking about Dryfoot, Wetfoot, Wetfoot, Dryfoot, because Gino said that would be a great TV show. Like, if you were shooting it, wouldn't it be a great TV show? And then if you're worried about the borders and terrorism, and certainly we are, why, if the migrant from Cuba touches the ground, does he get to stay? And just these things haunt me. Why is that? That he gets, now the Cuban touches the ground, hey, I made it, wet foot, dry foot.
If, in fact, it's a Cuban.
Or who, yeah, that's right. Who, what if the ISIS people hear there's a game called wet foot, dry foot? They play it. When a Cuban immigrant's apprehended in the water between the two countries, he gets to stay if he touches the ground. Something's wrong with that. If this is really a U.S. policy, someone better look into it right now.
That's why Donald Trump's running.
Mr. Trump, would you still be playing the game, wet foot, dry foot?
I don't know that it's a game.
Would you still play that game where the migrants in Florida from Cuba swimming ashore, and if they touch the ground, they get to stay? That's ridiculous. That's just plain crazy. That's it. I'm sorry. It sounds like a good game. I mean, it just adds a little fun to the Coast Guard, probably bored. And then they play the game. The Cubans are intercepted. And then, boom, they get to, if they don't touch the ground, they have to go back. I keep reading it, hoping to just jar something out of my brain that would make me like this.
No, well,
I mean, I love the concept, right. But then again, if you're thinking about the safety of the country and the borders,
seems insane.
If that's all we're talking about in the world, wait a minute. Can I talk to the Coast Guard here in Florida? Are you guys still playing wet foot, dry foot? We stopped doing that a long time ago.
A group of 11 Cuban migrants arrived on Hollywood Beach. Their arrivals are becoming more and more frequent, and their attempts at reaching land are becoming more desperate.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here's a song I think you'll like. Two lawyers in Texas wrote a song. You people apparently like it on the email. BrandmeyerShow@gmail.com. Don't eat your weed. Help their clients who get caught with pot. Possession of less than 4 ounces is a misdemeanor, but tampering with evidence is a felony. So you're better off letting the cops bust you. Don't eat your weed. Here they are.
You know, kids, if you're in possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana in the state of Texas, that is a Class B misdemeanor.
Unless you make the really stupid decision to try to either alter, destroy, or conceal your weed while you're standing next to a police officer. Don't do that. Then it becomes the third-degree felony of tampering with evidence.
We wrote a song to help you remember this. Don't eat your weed. Moving down the road, you're driving pretty slow, because you've got some marijuana on you. Really love pot, it's not a whole lot, just an ounce or maybe two. Red and blues flashing in the rear view. You pull off to the shoulder, no, please don't eat your weed. It's only a Class B misdemeanor. You get a little manic and then you start to panic, cause you've never been in trouble before. As the officer approaches, you try to eat your roaches and you throw your weed out the door. Oh no, the cop sees you, cause that's what he's trained to do. Now you're in big trouble.
Buzz, what do you think about that song so far?
We're drifting away from Wet Foot Drive.
Oh, okay.
No, please don't eat your weed. It's only a Class B misdemeanor.
these are two cops. You can check the video out. Two lawyers from Texas called Don't Eat Your Weed.
We're drifting away from wet foot driving.
All right. I understand that, Buzz. But that Barry Cooper, the DEA agent, said you're supposed to eat your weed when he talked to us. He said you can just eat it if you get pulled over.
There's no way cops can counter my advice when I say never carry more marijuana than you can eat. If a cop pulls you over, swallow the two joints. It's impossible to overdose on marijuana.
Okay.
This doesn't make any sense. Let the cops find your weed. There's a kind of probation called deferred adjudication, and there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor. You can hire a cleaner to get it off your record.
Don't eat your weed.
Oh, please don't.
It's only class B.
Meaner.
You've been listening to another Jonathan Brandmeier show.
Instant request.
Request.
It's Johnny B.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at bistarbank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at BrandmeierShow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. in your hand and on demand.
Yeah! All the lights! Yeah! Bring him on. Dwayne Wade, two-time NBA champ, guide for the Miami Heat, author of the new book, A Father First, How My Life Became Bigger Than Basketball. On sale now, available wherever books are sold. Dwayne Tyrone Wade Jr., D-Wade, Flash, MV3, and the name I would imagine you hold most dear, Daddy. How you doing, Dwayne?
I think you covered everything.
I think I did cover everything. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
No problem at all.
So, Dwayne, yeah, Dad, this is an interesting book because I think that, well, let me see if this is a fact. Did your mother want to name you Blessing?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, your mother wanted to call you Blessing as a first name?
Yep, she wanted to.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the Miami Heat, Blessing. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, what are your son's names?
Zaire and Zion.
Okay. And they have no problem with those names. They like those names.
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
You know, when you're a kid, you think your name is cool, you know, so they're like, I don't like my name. But
right now, Dwayne, if your name had been, if it had been Blessing, you probably would have been not that thrilled with that.
I would have been talked about a lot, probably. You know, a lot of jokes have been made. But I think when I got older, I've been cool with it.
I think that's what people forget when you give the kids the name. They got to go to school with those names, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting part about this book of yours. It's really, you know what, if you're a... I like the fact that this book deals not with just basketball, and that you get to basketball, but it's really the focus is on fatherhood and how you can become a better man and how you were. But here are the facts for people who don't know. Dwayne Wade, the first you were awarded sole custody of your kids in a really unprecedented Chicago court decision. The first, by the way, NBA player to be awarded sole custody of your kids. That's amazing.
I mean, it was an unreal process to be having to go to court to try to be a parent, to try to be a father of your kids. But I had to do what, you know, I had to do to make sure I was in my kids' lives. So, you know, I had to fight for them in court. And the biggest thing is that the judge just, you know, recognized that, you know, the kids would be better in the environment, you know, in Miami. And she felt that I could facilitate the relationship between both parents very well. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I want them and I encourage them to have an unbelievable relationship with their mom, you know, as well.
Yeah, but it's, like I said, it's an unprecedented case, and it's tough when you're going to the judge and you're saying, listen, I'm an NBA player, and I want to bring up these two boys as my own, and I want sole custody. And they're going, you're an NBA player. That's a tough battle, and to win that is really, it is unprecedented. So congratulations to you on that. That's where the book kind of starts, right?
Yeah, I started from March 11th, the day I was awarded custody of my boys, and pretty much the day that my life really changed, and obviously for the better. But I felt writing this book that I wanted to, I wanted to speak on that because I have so many different people, especially a lot of men, come up to me and have a lot of questions, and a lot of people, it was kind of like wow, in a sense too, and I kind of wanted to express it. To people using my example, and because I didn't have an example when I was going through this process, I kind of was shooting in the dark. So I felt that I wanted to use my example through life that I have went through, and that's where I went back and talked to them about my childhood for the kids and the communities that I always go in. Listen, there's going to be obstacles in your life, and this is how I dealt with it.
That's the thing. Let's go to that for a second, because you had a really rough childhood. We were talking about this earlier. We're reporting on these shootings every weekend, 20 people, 30 people shot, 2, 3, 4, 5 dead, totals up into 300s. Southside crazy. Recently, we just said, and tell me if I'm wrong, Duane, that your nephew was shot on the South Side, right?
Yes, sir.
He was in the middle of a shooting. The SUV guys rolled up, shot him and a couple of other people, one guy dead. Your nephew's okay, though, right?
Yeah, man, and it changed his life, and you hate to have something like that change someone's life, but it really changed his life and his focus, and changed his path that he was going down. So, not saying we're happy about that, but it's a blessing that he's still with us, and some things in life happen for a reason. And,
this is what I'm saying though. For people who always use excuses, well, I'm in this environment, and my dad is this, and my mom is this. Tell me, your mother was a drug addict, right?
Yeah, my mother was into drugs. My mother was in and out of jail. My father wasn't around at first. Another reason I wrote the book, exactly, so I can show. Because a lot of kids, when I speak to them, they look at me and they think of me of what I am now and the successes I have now. And they say, well, you don't know. Well, I do know. I was in those same shoes.
Right. Now, if I were to go to the South Side and make that speech, it would be useless because I didn't live that life. But look what you've done with yourself by growing up in that, a drug-addicted mother, ruled by gangs, ruled by drugs, and you're in there and you say, I'm going to get out. So I believe you go live with your father, and he's the disciplinary guy in your life, right?
Yeah, he was. He was the disciplinarian that I needed at the right time.
I think that's what people forget. Now, listen, I'm reading the book, and I'm seeing that you are really hands-on with the kids, and you're having fun with them, and I've always been that way with my kids. And you're hands-on, you have fun, but guess what? They know when the fun stops.
Yeah.
You have to have discipline.
You got to have discipline. And, you always want to have a great relationship with your kids, and, you want to be that. You want them to look at you as one of their best friends where they can come and they can tell you anything and feel comfortable enough. But also you have, discipline where it's a respect factor there. And you also teach them responsibilities, as well. And you teach them respect. It's a fine line.
When you go to these people and you go to the kids on the South Side or wherever you go to talk about this and say, listen, you got to knock this killing off. Do you think they're hearing you? Do you think they're getting the message?
You know what? I hope so. I hope that I'm leading by example on certain situations, and my job is to to try to change someone's life, and hopefully if I change someone's life, they can change someone else's life, and try to make a chain effect. So right now, it's so many of our youth being killed in the streets, whether it's doing bullying or whether it's doing gang violence, or gun violence as well. So yep. It's so sad to hear. It's very unfortunate, but we have to continue as leaders to do our job to go back and give them reasons to do something else.
Well, you're doing a great job with that, and I think that your story is amazing. Let's get to some crazy stuff in this book. In your darkest days, so here we are, you're down the South Side, gangs, drug, everywhere around you is nothing but trouble. I love this. Tell me if it's a fact. In your darkest days, you turned to watching Knight Rider with your grandma. Knight Rider. How does Knight Rider, Dwayne Wade, how does Knight Rider make you comfortable? What is it in that show that made you feel at peace?
It's funny. I got a lot of questions about that, and I actually told David Hasselhoff when I met him, and it was simple as this, when it was so much going on in the neighborhoods you live in, you look for something to get you away from the streets. And my grandma, the relationship I have with my grandma, I dedicated the book to her because she was my first teacher in life, and that was my moment in my time with her, the only day that I had to kind of just me and her, and Knight Rider became our thing and became the thing that kept me away from the streets as well.
You ever see the David Hasselhoff roast?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, just go ahead, Netflix it. Just go ahead, and you will see.
I'm going
to
do that.
No, you have to. It's the funniest roast you'll ever see in your life. They tear him to pieces on the roast. It's hilarious. I just saw it again the other night. I don't know why. It just comes up, and it just makes me howl every time. So you told Hasselhoff, you said, hey, Hoff, listen to me. I'm Dwayne Wade, you know, Miami Heat. Here's the deal. Every time I was in trouble in the south side of Chicago, I would always watch Knight Rider. What did he say to you? Okay, man, thank you.
No, he was very humble. I think the message behind it was that it just gave me something, just like basketball did. It gave me something to shoot for. Like, I wanted to be cool. I want a car like that when I grow up. You know, it just gave me vision, in a sense. And I was impressed with him, what it gave me, and, you know, how big it was.
Well, look at you now. Look how cool you are now. Now Dwayne Wade, named Sports Illustrated number one best-dressed player in the NBA. I saw one article that said, arguably the foremost fashion icon in the NBA and perhaps all of sports.
No, that's big.
That's big. That's big. I mean, you're always looking good. Plus, I think there was something I read that said your metrosexual obsession is every man should travel with baby wipes. Now, these are important tips. These are important tips, Dwayne.
These are important tips to me.
No, wait a minute.
I don't mind sharing them.
Thank you for sharing them because I wrote it down, and I think you're smart because you're never fully clean. There you go. Baby wipes. That's number one. I'm writing that down. Baby wipes, some tips from Dwayne Wade. Here's another one. You love body wash, right?
I do.
Okay, so you don't just use regular soap. To me, I use a regular bar soap, and I throw it away when the name is drilled off of it, you know, when it melts off. I throw it away. I can't stand it.
Okay.
So body wash. What's your favorite body wash? Let's get down to the important facts.
You know what? I go back and forth. I switch a lot of times. You know, sometimes I'm on my Dove kick.
No.
I'm on it strong.
No.
I really love Dove. The scent. Sometimes I'm on my... Let's see what else I'm on. Very strong.
Dove is not strong.
No, like strong, like I'm on it.
Oh, you're on it strong. I got
I'm on it strong. Like, you know, I got to have all kinds, all colors.
Yeah.
But I'm on it strong. I just go through different body washes at different times.
All right. You give me the baby wipes, so I'm going to give you one. Write it down. Jean-Paul Gaultier. Yeah, you just write it down and roll that on your body once and tell me if you don't smell the best you've ever smelled in your life.
Now, is that bar soap?
No, it's a gel, it's a body wash.
Okay.
Are you writing it down?
Hold on. No. I'm writing it down.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it, because you're the styling man, you got to have that, I'm telling you. Dwayne, is this true that you tweeted a photo of a lady wearing shoes, like, lady, don't wear these shoes? You tweeted a photo out on your Twitter, because you're a big Twitter dude, and she comes to you mad at you? You saw her?
One of the funniest nights of my life.
What was that?
I tweeted it out. Because, you know, I have this thing where, you know, what you like to see, you know, on people. And that's one of the things I don't like to see on women outside of the house or whatever. So I tweeted and I was like, women, please don't wear these to the club. It's not attractive. And she came up to me in the middle of the club, and it was the funniest night of my life.
Now, wait a second. What was the shoe again that you don't like to see on a woman?
Yeah, it was just the new shoes that a lot of women wear, the flat looking comfortable shoes.
Yeah, I hate them.
Not out.
Yeah, you don't wear them in a club. Yeah, they're too.
The
they're
club.
Like slippers.
You know, put heels on, you know, and it's just I didn't like it.
Yeah, they're like slippers, but the funny thing is when you're tweeting, you never know who you're tweeting to.
You never know who's following you.
And a lady shows up. Hey, are you the one who just tweeted a photo of my feet? Yeah, I'm Dwayne Wade. That's right.
You know, the funny thing is that she wasn't even on Twitter at the time. Her friend hit her and said, girl, I think these are your feet.
Nice. How would you like to see your feet show up on Dwayne Wade's Twitter? Oh, man. All right, let me talk about your knee for a second. We know you had to pull out of the Olympics, and you had is it your third knee surgery because you couldn't go to the third knee surgery?
Yeah, I had one in college.
Yeah, so you believe gone through the surgery three times. You'll feel you'll be ready for the season opener, yes?
Yeah, I'll be ready for the season opener. Yeah. And like I said, I will get stronger as the year goes on. You know, I really look for, you know, times like All-Star break on and see, you know, I should be even stronger and I should be ready to take on, you know, what I need to run the time. So, you know, I got a good team around me. You know, I got
you do? Do you get some other guys around you?
Yeah,
I didn't know
a lot of other guys. So.
There's some other guys on your team?
Yeah, there's a few.
Who? What? Huh? Really?
Yeah, I got a couple, you know, a couple teammates.
Second Heat championship. Was that better than the first? Because, you know, people were just like, wow, they were all over the Miami Heat. They did not want you to win.
You know what? It's very tough to say it was better than the first. I would say that it was kind of, it was more gratifying to win, you know, because I think of everything I've been through as an adult, you know, and from surgeries to winning 15 games during the season to divorce, lawsuits, all this stuff. You know, you don't know if you ever get back to the mountaintop. And I was able to do that again, so it felt great.
Back to the mountaintop. Dwayne Wade, author of the book of Father First, How My Life Became Bigger Than Basketball. Available everywhere books are sold. D. Wade, Flash MB3, the one, the only, Dwayne Tyrone Wade Jr. Dwayne, you try that body wash, and I'm going to get some baby wipes, and I appreciate your time, and great luck with the book. Once again, for people who want to know if it's about fatherhood, it's about sports, it's got it all about your life. Dwayne, keep up the great work, man.
I will, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Dwayne Wade.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He is not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage. Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-915-1169, 800-915-1169.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Johnny B. Radio.
Have something to say but no time to call? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
Another dude out of Ithaca, New York. What's your name? Phil Mott. Email brandmeiershow@gmail.com. Love you knuckleheads. Love the podcast. Podcasts are perfect. Thanks, Phil Mott, Ithaca, New York. Love that, man. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Believe me. Nice to hear from you. Wherever you are, put your phone number down. Sometimes we'd like to bother you on the air. That's right. Don't call us. We'll call you. If you can, it's 844 for JB Show. I'm afraid of Americans. I've told you that many, many times.
I'm afraid of Americans.
A couple of stories in the news this week that have certainly lend credence to being afraid of Americans. I love college so much. Awful college frat bro berates Uber driver. The University of Michigan, out of Ann Arbor. Basketball season ended with their season ended with a dud, and hail to the victors, valiant hail to the hate-spewing frat brothers who harass Uber drivers. Da, 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 da. This is unbelievable, this video. Michigan freshman Jake Croman. If you're out there in the Michigan area, Jake Croman, a frat brother with the campus's chapter of Tau Kappa Epsilon, come under fire for video of an altercation. This video in which he verbally berates an Uber driver while his buddies at the U of M look on. The driver, Artur Zawada. Well, Buzz, you find his name funny?
I know.
Go ahead. Apologize to Artur Zawada.
Arturo, I am extremely sorry.
He's not on the line. Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right, so this guy, Jake Cronin, you see the video. He's standing outside. Artur is filming it. As he berates him, this frat boy berates him. Here is a bit of it. Enjoy.
Hold up. Let's see you. You're canceling us again. Why? For what? See, they don't give a shit about you.
And so they canceled their ride. If you do Uber and you said they can cancel the ride when they come up there and they see if there's too many people or whatever. They can cancel whatever they want to do. So this guy the Uber driver canceled the ride and him rolled up and said, I can't take you guys, whatever it was. And this frat boy that you see there looking in the window is yelling at this Uber driver.
Hold up. Let's see you. You're canceling us again. Why? For what? See, they don't give a shit about you. They don't give 250 of you. And there's one of me here who spends the most money here, you little Yeah, you are, so you little
Okay, gee, Hector, man, oh, man, you got to beep him out better than that. You can't leave that in. I'm going to get nailed for that.
I didn't hear a thing, Johnny.
Oh, my God, Hector, you got to take those flat out. There could be no, I mean, we get what he is. Get those out of there. Thank you. I can't play that, but you get the gist of it. I mean, literally, you got to take, you cannot have any ounce of the word in these anymore. You just cannot. Because I get all kinds of heat for it. So just leave it at that. But that is a little frat boy who says, we don't give a blank about you. They don't give you We don't give two blanks about you. There's 50 of you. There's one of me. I spend the most money, you little blank.
Jeez.
You see the kid? Can you see the video? See the kid?
Yeah. Hey,
what makes people so angry? I mean, it's unbelievable.
The thing is, this kid's having fun. This is his idea. He's got a grin on his face. He's having fun doing it.
Do you think that's what it is?
Well, that's one of the things it is. He's just enjoying himself no end. And, you know, which makes him a complete despicable human being.
Well, yeah, okay. Yes, he is being despicable. He is being rude and mean and horrible to this guy for no reason whatsoever. But, yeah, he is enjoying it because he's doing it in front of his friends. The friends are behind him watching him at the University of Michigan.
And I can't wait for his mother to see it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mrs. Croman, Jay Croman's mother.
Right. She'll be so proud.
Right.
Look what we have raised.
Hey, I hear your son is at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. No, he isn't. Isn't your name Croman? No, it isn't. I don't know. No, it's not. Well, isn't he your son? You told me was in Tau Kappa Epsilon in Michigan. He was a freshman. No.
No.
Well, I'm looking at him on this video where it says Uber, abusive writer, University of Michigan, and it sure looks like your son Jake. No. The driver, Artur Zawada, immediately filed a complaint with Ann Arbor Police, the university continuing their investigation into the incident.
Man, I love
I just love college.
I love drinking.
Yeah. Get that little punk back home, see if you can make a living without mommy and daddy.
Man, I love college.
It's Jonathan Brand.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Durock. The sound of sirens responding to the scene of a truck crash in Nice, France, Thursday is captured by BFM-TV. At least 80 people were killed, two of those Americans, after a driver plowed into the crowd who had just gotten done watching Bastille Day fireworks. Counterterrorism expert Harlene Gambier with the Institute for the Study of War says even though the attack was waged by someone simply driving a truck, it probably took a lot of planning and coordination.
Load up the truck with explosives without being noticed, and then to be able to successfully conduct the attack, maximizing casualties, at the very least indicates a fair amount of forethought and possibly also some encouragement or words of advice that may have come from the outside.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports President Obama offering support to France after the truck attack.
The president issued his